This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The Great Day program now turns into a weekend review, the accompanying piece to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I happen to be Doug Steffen. We're here in this hour to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week. And talk as we will, as we have time, about some of the stories and what we've heard, what we've talked about on our own programs relating to the top 10 stories, which, by the way, you can see every week listed at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com as well. So the preparation here, so the Talk Radio Roundup takes a stand, if you will, on these things, like you do during the course of the week with a lot of other issues. Some of these we may have talked about more than others on the Good Day program. And Jennifer has, I'm sure, talked about some of these more than others. But we normally hit all 10 of them at some point during the week. So for the listening and dancing pleasure of the folks listening to the program, here's the story list. At number 10, technology. I suppose social media goes in with that too, Jay. At number 9, immigration, what's going on the border. A lot of fiascos there this week. Oof, what a mess. COVID at 8. Don't you wish that would just go just go away?
Set at negative 8 on the list.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
The abortion rights discussion, Russia and the war with Ukraine, big bad Boris resigning in England. The economy's number 4. Politics, number 3. January 6th, number 2, and the violence in America is number 1.
And I think we have to add one to that list real quick because, and it happened probably after they created it, but the assassination of the former prime minister of
Japan.
Shinzo
right.
Abe. Unbelievable. On camera it was caught. Anyway, I just want to add that on because it's a huge story now.
No, it's really big, yeah.
One of the things that we were talking about earlier, Jen, was the, and you would have known that had you been here,
I love how he shames. I love
fighting words.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the discussion about guns in Japan, there virtually aren't any.
Yeah.
The gun laws there are a whole lot stricter than they are here and most everywhere else, so you very rarely hear about something like this, frankly. But is it a sign that violence is just spreading all around the planet? That there's so much violence, that whether you want to consider what's going on in Ukraine, that certainly is violence personified, and the things that have happened to various leaders, economic, cultural leadership also has been affected by this in certain parts of the world. Our country, we've been 300 incidents since the first of the year of more than two people being killed in an incident. So you look around, and you think, last night I was having dinner with some friends. We were talking about the violent videos that are so prolific, and kids and what they're doing with their time. And my friend and neighbor told me the story. He's a former police officer, of a fellow that he knew who was so tired his son spent all his time when he wasn't in school sitting on a couch in the basement playing all these games. Wouldn't do anything, wouldn't go anywhere, wouldn't talk to anybody. So the father went down into the basement, gathered up all of these quote-unquote toys, all these videos, brought them upstairs on the lawn, and ran over them with his lawnmower. And the kid was like apoplectic, didn't know what he was out of his mind. And listen, sometimes you've got to make a point loudly in order to make the point. And I think
and,
this
know, there's
is
probably a difference between that dad and the dad of the Highland Park shooter in Illinois, the guy who was murdering people on that parade route. And his dad comes out. I mean, this is a kid, this guy, I don't want to call him a kid, I don't want to take it away from him, but
he's 21, isn't he? 22?
Yeah.
Something like that,
Threatening suicide of himself. The police are called. Then he threatens to kill his whole family. And then his dad co-signs on a license for him to get a rifle before he's legally able to get it on his own. And then he comes out to save his own rear end with a lawyer that says, well, it's not about parenting, it's about the law. Well, there are laws
parenting
to protect against people like you, and parenting does matter. So, yeah, there's probably a perfect medium in between what your friend's running over toys with his lawnmower and this guy who's signing rifle cards.
So I'm just looking at the stats here. Since this guy in Chicago on July 4th, shot up the parade. From that point to this point, 160 people have died in our country from gun homicides.
And you know where most of them are? Right there in Chicago, actually.
Yeah, Chicago.
There was 77 deaths, I think, over the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah. What is there about Chicago? What is the...
And they have, and this is the thing, they have really restrictive drug laws in, or not drug laws, excuse me, gun laws. In Illinois, just like they do in California. And yet, California is still the leading spot with the most mass shootings. And that's why a lot of people say, you're not going to legislate this problem away. We have got to make some societal and cultural changes, because you can't continue to think that more laws are going to help when you have clear evidence in California and Illinois that they don't.
Well, the societal part of it is an interesting comment that you make there, Jennifer, because if you look at Chicago, I always think of the Chicago shows that are on, Chicago Police, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, and you get an idea of what goes on. Is this real or is it Memorex? Look at this city. Apparently, according to police statistics, 4% of the city is affected by this. That is, all of the murders happen in a 4 or 5 block area. And it's like there's no law there. The police don't go in there. The people who live in there.
Just being honest is going to tell you it's black on black crime. It's just,
yes, it is.
You know, they only like to talk about race in certain times, but in particularly in Chicago, and that's not the same as the gun violence in California, but in Chicago, it is black on black crime. Black people are literally killing themselves in
this
area.
Well, that's the case in other cities where there are a lot of blacks. St. Louis, for example, same thing. Baltimore, same thing. Philadelphia, pretty much the same thing. So there are those who are, what do they call, sociologists, who are saying that poverty is directly related to violence. And is that true or not? This is what these professors are saying, that neighborhoods with the most shootings are the ones that have the poorest population. And I can understand that. People want to get out and...
You know,
the drug
I think
stuff
that
is
used
easy.
To be true.
You don't
I really
think it
do.
Is anymore? Yeah.
I don't know. I think that it's shifting, and it's unfortunate, because I think a lot of times people would always think about the inner city, and they would think about, and that's why I think a lot of times race was brought into the picture, when really I think the greater problem was socioeconomic, because there was hopelessness, there was a lot of crime because people were running drugs or stealing. That, you know, there was a lot of crime, and I think it was more socioeconomic than it was race, yet everyone always got very emotional about having the race argument. But I think now, at least, well, I live in Los Angeles, and there are no good pockets. Crime is going everywhere. I mean, look at the follow-home killing of Jacqueline Avant. That's in Beverly Hills, in a place where most people would probably have private security. It seems that it's spreading. So I think it used to maybe be more of a socioeconomic thing, but I really think as communities get more... become
blended.
More like quilts. there's really no
mosaics.
Place to escape. Mm-hmm.
The people list this week from Talkers Magazine, Elon Musk is number 10. Jalen Walker is at 9. Putin's at 8. Clarence Thomas, 7. Ron DeSantis is 6. Donald Trump is 5. Cassidy Hutchinson is still in the top 5. I thought that was interesting. Number 4, Liz Cheney is 3. Robert Crimo is 2. He's the killer in Chicago. And Joe Biden is number 1. The lack of Brittany Griner not being on the list I thought was surprising. And so, but although the death of James Caan happened late in the week, it still is something that people are talking about with good reason, because Caan was one of those populist actors who could play almost any role, and everybody knew who he was, no matter what your age. So the fact he passed away at the age of 82, and Brittany Griner pleading guilty, what am I missing there?
They say it's strategic, I guess. I don't...
Well, really?
And that makes sense, because haven't we already been hearing that she has to be convicted of something before they can hearings have to happen before they can try to get her out. And she even said to the judge, she's guilty of what she did, but she didn't mean to break any laws. She wasn't thinking. And so she was trying to say, like, there was no harm or malice intended, but she did acknowledge to what she did, so hopefully this can move forward to the point of the U.S. bringing her home.
Yeah,
I thought what was weird is that Megan Rapinoe came out this week, and she's the soccer player, and she said, you know, if this was LeBron James, they would have already been rescued. And she says, well, if this was LeBron James, they wouldn't have even had to be there. And she's blaming the fact that basketball, women's basketball, is not popular in the States, and that the reason that she was forced to go to Russia is to make some money, and was kind of blaming the fact that the WNBA hasn't caught fire, which... I mean, what can you do? You can't force people to be interested.
You got to go to the WNBA game today. Otherwise, we're going to throw you off the cliff. All right, 16 after the hour. In a moment, a thought about immigration, which is number 9 this week, and what's going on in Texas after this.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Especially given money is tight these days, you should look to your mobile carrier for deals to ensure you're not spending more than you need to. I caught up with Ashley Collette, communications manager at Verizon, to hear about a free 5G phone offer, which you may have heard in the past for new customers, but Verizon is now extending this to existing customers as well.
At Verizon, we want to show the love for all our customers. So new or current, you trade in your phone, sign up for one of our amazing 5G unlimited plans, and you can get up to $800 to put towards a new 5G phone.
Ashley says you should also look for perks offered by your mobile carrier.
All of our 5G unlimited plans offer Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, Hulu, Apple Arcade, Google Play Pass, Apple Music, across all of our plans. You might get that free for 6 months, might be for a year. I would encourage people to check out our website,
which is Verizon.com. That's Verizon.com.
All right, 19 after the hour. So immigration number 9 this week, Governor Abbott ordering the authorities there to apprehend migrants, the illegals that are coming in across the border. So now there'll be a big fuss and a fight with the feds, who are doing nothing about this. Is there anything new about Abbott's order, or is it just send them back?
The order is that the National Guard will be out there just to provide some extra help, so that people aren't just thinking they can flow across. And, you know, it was interesting. I don't know how much you guys spent working on the attack that was actually caught before it became an attack in Virginia was foiled by police. There were two illegal immigrants who had probably crossed here through the open border who tried an attack in Virginia at one of their 4th of July parades, and they were caught because a neighbor said something, and the police followed through, and they realized that these people were going to shoot up a fireworks show. So, again, the border leaves us vulnerable to more than just drugs. It's still leaves us open to people coming from other countries that want to do harm.
Yep. Other countries don't have this kind of porous border, although they're having some of the same kind of problems in some of the European countries because of what's going on in Yugoslavia. But those people are not quite as onerous as the ones that are coming up from the south here into our country. All right, 21 after the hour, we continue with some of the things on social media next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
More State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner reviewing the charts, our thoughts, things that we've talked about on the air. And then listeners, without the listeners, what the heck's the point of doing all this? So let's focus, Jay, on some of the comments on it seems that most of the comments that we have here are about shooting and violence and that sort of thing. Let's start with the shooting of this black guy who had a gun. He was stopped for some taillight thing, and then he got 60 holes in his body. Jaylen Walker, his name. Let's get a couple of thoughts from some of our listeners on this.
Krista Ann says, in my opinion, in regards to the Jaylen Walker shooting, 60 times being shot was unacceptable. The police have a duty to protect. He fired at the police. The man was doing things that were against the law. Did the police have any idea that he no longer had his weapon? Doubt it. However, the police were out of line when they fired upon this human being so many times as if it were a firing range.
Yeah, that's the thing. It isn't that they chased him around because he had a gun. I get that. But 60 shots, 60 bullets in this guy? Come on.
And he was unarmed at the time. He had left his weapon.
Well, I don't think the police knew that. I mean, it was dark. I don't know that they would have known that.
But that goes to say he wasn't actively shooting at them fired at him.
Shoot him in the leg or something. But anyway, okay, what else?
They're not allowed to do that. That's
a whole other thing.
Yeah, all right.
And if it ricochets and hits somebody, some innocent bystander, it's a whole other thing. There's a lot of rules on police officers. Tanya Grafton says this man who was shot 60 times by police caused his own death. If cops pull you over, then stop. Do not hit the gas pedal and make them chase you. He was stupid to leave the car and run. And adds, I hope his family does not get millions because police killed him, that George Floyd caused his own death by resisting arrest. He was caught committing a crime. He resisted arrest and fought police, and that's why he was on the ground. And then his family got millions of my tax dollars, not there.
Well, that's the political rendering of this. The point is, what we don't understand, because maybe, and this is, I'm not crying liberal stuff, but I don't think if you're not in the color of their skin, you don't get what they are thinking. And not, the right is right and wrong is wrong, get all of that. But in this circumstance, and in the Yoder City, Jennifer just talking a little while ago about most of the crime is black on black in these inner cities, and that's true. But there also is a side to living in the inner city where black people are afraid of the police. They stay away from the police. Then there are those that are committing crimes, and the police have to chase them down. And so it's a conundrum.
I don't know. If you look at the results of the Defund the Police movement, it is communities that have higher populations of people of color who want the police back in their community because their communities are the ones who are being affected first. I do think there's a lot of information. We tend to focus most on the people who are black who are getting targeted by police, and certainly you need to see what happens here and why these officers opened fire however many times they did, 60 times. I mean, that seems excessive, of course. But we also don't hear about the SOPs usually with people who are white people who are doing the same thing. And I know people would like lose their mind going, well, it never happens, but it really does. It's just about what gets covered, unfortunately. Yeah. And any overuse of violence by the police needs to and should be and will be, I would imagine, investigated pretty thoroughly these days.
All right. Question about Doug. There it is. High-powered rifles and whether they should be in civilian hands. What do you get from listeners? Give us at least one example quickly.
Pretty close to 50-50. Diana Julian says, if anyone claims they need an AR-15 or the like for hunting, then they must be a bad shot.
That's probably shouldn't laugh, but that's kind of an amusing, yeah. If you got to spray whatever you're shooting at with bullets just so you can hit them, you're probably not a very
trained marksman. Most of the time people are used not to be a party pooper. I mean, that's kind of funny. But an AR-15 is typically used for range activities. It's the most popular gun in the entire country. There are more
28 past the hour.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
It's 50 years since humankind last set foot on the moon. While probes and rockets have been sent to the edges of our solar system and beyond, we have gone no further. So 50 years on, what has been the lasting impact of our efforts to explore and understand space? How much do we really understand about the space above us? The largest global representative consumer research of attitudes towards space has been released by world-leading satellite company Inmarsat to try and answer some of these questions. Former astronaut Scott Kelly gives us his thoughts.
To me, these results show a lack of awareness of what space technologies can deliver. The idea that 36% of respondents saying they don't view communication satellites as essential really doesn't make much sense to me. I think people don't realize that how they navigate in their cars, even when we use an ATM to get cash, how we rely on space technology every single day to improve our lives is so important. Space also allows us to better study and understand our home planet so we can be better stewards of Earth.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
With Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio, courtesy of the charts that are prepared every week by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com or good day. Excuse me.
Uh-oh. Those allergies.
Good heavens.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
do I want to bless you or say, are you okay? Which one?
Oh, Lord, bless me and keep me, yes. Excuse me. Talk amongst yourselves, girls, for a second.
Boy. It has been bad, though, with the allergies. I know everybody that I talk to is like, it's now a year-long allergy season rather than just a few months of the year. Everybody's popping Zyrtec. And
well, at the beginning of the season, wasn't so bad for me. I didn't normally. I get it starting in April. And it didn't bother me until really the end of May. Excuse me. So, anyway,
well, and it's all something different. It all depends on where we are. Like, I have more winter allergies, which I've noticed. There must be something that happens around me in the January, February.
Are you allergic
month.
To dust mites? I know dust mites are really prevalent,
awful.
More so
yeah.
in the winter.
I don't and know. I went through allergy testing, and there's not a lot that I'm not allergic to, according to the allergy testing. So.
Uh-huh. There you go. All right, Joe Biden's number one on the people list, pretty
I'm
much as
to him, by the
usual.
Way.
I know. I know. And when he comes around, Jennifer starts sneezing. Ka-chooey! So the Democrats are trying to revive pieces of his domestic policy, including taxing the bad, high, all those people that have money. Let's go get them. They're the bad guys. And so we have, I mean, there are some people that have a lot of money that are bad guys, but generally speaking, just go after them or to put the thought in the average person's mind that because they have made money or they have money, they're bad is a very sick position, very damaging to the culture and the mores and the standards of our country, frankly.
You know, but it's easy, and so
You
know, it's a, and I can correlate this with kind of the issue of gun violence. It is easy to go after the guns. It is not easy to talk about people and mental illness and the stuff that causes people to turn into evil human beings that open fire on people. It's easier to go after rich people than it is to really figure out how to cut spending and start running this country more responsibly.
Do you know how much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse there is in the government? If you look at, take a dollar bill out of your wallet and just look at it for a second.
Cut it into three quarters.
Cut it into three pieces. Yeah, exactly. And a third of that goes to pay the interest on the loans. A third of it goes to government programs, welfare, et cetera, et cetera. And a third of it is corruption, fraud. This has been something that has been in the public zone for years. I think the first time I talked about it was probably 10, 12 years ago. When the government accounting office itself, this is the government looking at the government, and the Defense Department budget at the time, it's been hovering around $700 billion for the last 4, 5, 6 years. And the government accounting office, in looking at the way they run their procurement policies, says for $460 billion, you get the same as we now spend $700 on if you eliminate the waste, the fraud, the corruption, and the abuses that are part of the way they bid things, no bid contracts, and all this other stuff. It is incredible. And we sit like chumps and take it. And meanwhile, you have people like Biden trying to tell and others who are going to say, we've got to make up the shortfall. You bozos, you got to make up the shortfall by running things the way the public expects you to run them, not by taking money away from people who are, for the most part, the reason that people have jobs is because people have money to invest in companies so that they grow. I mean, it's a how difficult a concept is that to understand? All right, I'm off on a toot. Let me go back to Biden in awarding the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 17 people. Simone Biles was one of them. Who else? Anybody paying attention to that list of the people who
got
there?
Yeah, Megan Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Elon Musk, who's number 10 on the people list this week, planning to file a lawsuit to end his deal to buy This is actually amusing. Don't you find this kind of amusing? I want to buy it because I want to straighten it out. And then he realizes, maybe I can't straighten it out. Huh?
It's a mess.
Yeah,
and
it
you
is
also
a mess.
Saw, you know, he got a little heat this week because he just had twins, which brings, I think, his total of kids to 9 or 10.
Who's the mother?
Apparently he and Nick Cannon are trying to compete with each other. Who can have the most babies
in a decade?
They should
have a celebrity softball game.
Yeah, with the kids of the start. They can be the coaches, and then the kids can be the players on the team. How many different wives or women has he had these children
multiples,
with?
Multiples. Multiples, yeah. But he sent out a tweet to something to the effect of, you know, the greatest threat to our planet is population increase. He's like, I'm doing my part to make sure that doesn't happen.
Do as I say, not as I do.
There you go. Perfect. All right. Anyway, and kind of bopping back into the number one story this week, the shootings, gun stuff, there's a bodega worker who's been who apparently stabbed somebody, and he was charged with murder the other day. He stabbed a customer after the customer came around the counter and attacked him because he didn't have the right bag of chips.
No, it's sad to say that this was all over chips. A woman came in with her child, didn't have enough money for the chips, and something, I can't remember if she tried to steal it, and he caught her, told her to put it back or whatever, but she leaves. She comes back with the guy who ended up getting stabbed, and he's threatening. There's surveillance video that he pushes the bodega worker into some shelving, and it got really hostile really quick, and the bodega worker grabs a knife that he happened to have handy because it's used to open boxes, and he fended for his life. So he's being charged with murder, and we'll see what the jury says once the hearings officially start, if it was self-defense and if charges are dropped or not.
I just find, what's a bodega? I hear that term
market,
all the time.
A fancy market.
A convenience store.
Yeah.
Really? So like a 7-Eleven is a bodega?
No, it's a 7-Eleven. Bodega's fancier.
It is. Yeah. All right. Anyway, it's that kind of stuff. I just saw that as an example of what we're talking about. Number six this week, the war in Ukraine. What's going on? There's one step forward, two steps back. What are the Russians doing? And then there is the Brittany Griner thing, trying to understand why it was she pled guilty. Apparently there was a deal. I don't understand this because I don't understand Russian law. But could she go to jail? And does this make it easier for Biden to negotiate her? There's a lot of questions with this, and I don't know that we got a whole lot of answers to it. Very confusing. I find it that way. What about it, ladies?
Well, she is. Let's be honest. She had oil
grass
that contained marijuana,
right,
and a vape pen. And she did have that on her, so technically she broke the law. She was guilty, but it's a matter of she wasn't a drug dealer. She wasn't trying to distribute or anything like that. So she even said to the judge, she pled guilty, but she said that there was no malice. She was not trying to break the law or anything like that.
No.
But now that she has said that she is guilty of what she did, she acknowledges that they can move forward to the next steps rather than prolonging these hearings and deliberations.
Which is 10 years in prison, FYI.
She could be facing a decade if we don't bring her back.
Well, but
what do you do? I mean, I don't defend the Biden administration very often, but like, what do you do? How are you going to negotiate with Russia? They want some bad dude back for Brittany Griner. So like, if we do some sort of prisoner swap, I don't know. A lot of people are saying they should, you know, she needs to come home. I agree, but like, how do you get her home? It's a tough one.
What's going on in the UK? Boris Johnson is on the list, and so is the situation. The resignation is number five this week. Let's talk about that right after these words.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The story list now from Talkers Magazine every week. We try to put things into perspective as we sort of zig and zag, jig and jog, if you will, between the stories, not necessarily in order in our discussions, but this is the order in which Talkers has put the stories together, order of importance. At number 10, big tech and social media. Number 9, immigration problems. Number 8, COVID. Number 7, abortion. Number 6, the war. And when I say that, we all know what I'm talking about. Number 5, Boris Johnson and his resignation. Number 4, the economy. Number 3, politics and primaries. Number 2, January 6th, and the committee still doing its work with some high-level conversation about Cassidy Hutchinson, in fact. And number 1 this week are all of the violence, the guns, that issue which goes on all over and over and over again. So there they are, the top 10 stories from Talkers at Talkers.com and TalkRadioCountdownShow.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine this week, these are the featured items, the featured people. Elon Musk at number 10. Apparently he wants to duck out of the conversation with the folks at Twitter. Number 9, Jalen Walker and his death. Vladimir Putin and all the deaths he's causing at number 8. Clarence Thomas, number 7. Ron DeSantis is number 6. Donald Trump is 5. Cassidy Hutchinson is number 4 still. Number 3 is Liz Cheney. Robert Crimo is number 2 on the list, and Joe Biden is number 1. I guess in going back to number 6, the two foremost are, some people think, the four runners, potential candidates to be running against each other, the governor of the state of Florida, Ron DeSantis, versus the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, in the next presidential sweepstakes. Who knows? I'm Doug Steffen. All right, 45 after the hour now. The situation in the United Kingdom, which isn't so united anymore. I don't know why they call it the UK, because it's after Brexit, they aren't united at all. Meanwhile, Boris gets in the neck this week. He's not resigning until there is a successor. So there's been a lot of conflict or conflicted stories. He resigned. He's leaving today. He's leaving in this fall. Yada, yada, yada.
He's tricky, though. You got to watch, because what he said is that he's leaving as the head of the Conservative Party. So now there's this long, drawn-out process. And you know, like, the parliamentary law is, to me, like, wrestling. I mean, there's just... Mm-hmm. You think our system's crazy. Their system is nuts. And so they have to, like, narrow it down to two, and then certain people vote, and then other people have to vote. Like, it's this long, convoluted process. And I was listening to Piers Morgan say that he thinks that maybe this is a tactic of Boris Johnson, who is very good at surviving. And he says that maybe this is his way of trying to see if he can make things change or if he can figure things out, where he would allow all that infighting and then maybe still be there as prime minister.
You're listening to Piers Morgan? Why are you doing
that? Commentary. I mean, I figured he would know more than I would. He lives there, at least.
I wouldn't count on that. I think that's a stretch. Thanks very much. All right, so let's see. Where are we with abortion rights? Number 7 on the story list. There's a couple of examples of abortion clinics in Louisiana staying open. Louisiana is kind of a tricky place because they seem to have conflicting rules. One judge says one thing, another judge says another thing. And one of the things that I saw this week was the profile of a Shreveport clinic that is still serving women. And that means that a lot of women, for example, some Texas women went over to this clinic to get their services. And I don't know what that caused it. Now the judges, it's just ridiculous. We back and forth, and judges, and how
well,
this is what
new to consider.
Well, it's confusing because they all take different points of view based on one law or another law or precedent or whatever. So what's new, Jennifer?
The new thing is that Biden on Friday signs an executive order that's going to protect abortion access, even though the court overturned Roe v. Wade. And so he's gotten a lot of pressure from his own party to be more aggressive when this comes to abortion. And now this is going to probably just muck it up because the court's already ruled on it, which means there are going to be legal challenges against his directive. And I guess he's going to do things like direct the DHS to take action to protect access to abortion medication, emergency medical care, contraception. He's going to try to get patient privacy and digital surveillance to stop. So there's going to be some items in this executive order we'll learn more about that that are going to try to silence his critics who say he's just not acting.
Well, the other side to all of this is the need for women to have some closure. And the Democrats, I thought it was interesting. I saw a study of this on a PBS story regarding the Democrats and whether they had the votes to codify Roe v. Wade, and they didn't do it.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't do it. So who do they? They have nothing, nobody but blame but themselves. Under the circumstances, right?
If you were that was one of the main promises. If you were a member of Obama's presidency in 2008 when he was running, he said, I will codify Roe. And then when he got into office and had a supermajority still, he said, well, this is a legislative thing. It's not me. So, you know, even during that time, as recently as 2008, we could have done it.
Anyway, that's one of the most frustrating things that we have to talk about. And I steer clear of it most of the time on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, because it doesn't go anywhere. It's like capital punishment. No matter what is happening in real life, you don't change people in their point of view on this kind of stuff. Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles here with Jay Kirshner and Doug Stephan from the Good Day program, overviewing what's going on in the world of news talk radio with a list from Talkers Magazine. 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan, now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law at Bentley University and the founder of Scamicide. Scamicide.com is a website that's dedicated to helping you make sure you don't step in it. that's the legal technical term. Don't step in it. All right, so you had some examples of things that were going on this week. You want to recount some of the things that have come to your attention that you want to make sure you bring to our listeners' attention?
Yeah, because I want to give them a warning that I really haven't seen in much of the media, and that is about Amazon Prime Day. Amazon Prime Day is a huge day on Amazon where there are all kinds of discounts for Amazon Prime members. And, I mean, if people used Amazon before the pandemic, since the pandemic started, it's gone crazy and through the roof. So this year, July 12th and 13th, are going to be Amazon Prime Day, and those sales will be there. However, anything popular with people is always popular with the scammers. And interestingly enough, the business model for some of the cyber criminal geniuses who create some of these amazing malware is that they don't just do it themselves. They go on the dark web, that part of the internet where the bad guys buy and sell goods and services. So there's a guy who goes by the alias Devil Screen, and he's created a software kit called 16Shop. Now, what this does is, he's leasing this. This malware can create official-looking emails that look like they're coming from Amazon. And so it'll come with what looks like an Amazon login page. If you log in, give your credentials, you've just turned over your credit card to the bad guys. So the lesson here is, you know, trust me, you can't trust anyone. Whenever you get an email or a text message or a phone call, you really can't be sure, no matter how good it looks, and some of these criminals can make them look really good, whether it's legitimate or not. So if you're going to buy things on Amazon Prime Day, go directly to Amazon. Don't go to a link that you get in an email or a text message. You do that and you use your credit card. You don't use your debit card. Your debit card doesn't give you the protection from fraud that a credit card will. But if you do that, you'll be safe.
Same can be said for those who are our age, your age, my age, that are always getting things from the AARP. I've seen more stuff, more scams, more frauds that supposedly are coming under the auspices of AARP, but it's not AARP.org. It's AARP something else, and people get suckered into that. I see two or three of those damn things every day. You?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, there's some scams now. You know, from from the IRS. But if you look, it's not going to be IRS.com. It's going to be IRS.gov. But you just can't trust any kind of an email as far as where it comes from. Now, you talked about recognizing the email address. When you get it with a text message, it makes it even more difficult because with your text message, you can't tell where it's really coming from, and they have this thing called spoofing where they can make the phone look like whatever they want it to. And even if you get your email on your phone, you don't see the actual address that it's coming from. So you never give out personal information or pay anything in response to an email or a text message or a phone call unless you absolutely confirm it.
Yeah, it really is pretty amazing how clever. You know, we talk about the modern age. When you and I were kids, we used pencil and paper. We knew how to write. And I know we sound like a couple of old curmudgeons, but the reality is that all of these quote-unquote advances are in many circumstances a scourge on humanity. It's given people a whole new way. Are there scams in the history of mankind that have been notable? Of course, people are always getting them. There's always somebody who's going to try to figure out how to take your money from you one way or another. But under the circumstance, it seems to have become so easy. And people are duller today. They don't question as much as we used to. Maybe they're not as cynical. Maybe cynicism helps here, Steve. What do you think?
Well, it does. And actually, you hit on a thing why one of the main reasons that many seniors are targeted for scams. You know, on the one hand, they once asked Willie Sutton, a famous bank robber, why he robbed banks. And he said, because that's where the money is. Yeah. But the other thing is skepticism. And there were studies done at Cornell and the University of Iowa that showed as we age, a part of our brain that deals with skepticism becomes less viable. So we are more trusting. But, of course, that doesn't explain why the millennials are more trusting and they get scammed as much as the seniors.
Yeah. Well, they become dull because of all of the devices. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you suffering from too much house? Is your house too big for your current needs and you want to simplify your life? If you want to sell your house and downsize, or if you've inherited a property you don't need, then call my friends at the Home Buying Network today for a fast cash offer. We've helped hundreds of people just like you who want to sell a house and downsize fast. With no real estate commissions, fees, or other normal house selling hassles, we make selling your house easy. We don't list your house, we buy it for fast cash. In most cases, our specialists can buy your house in just a few days or when you want. Make this free call now to downsize your house and get a fast cash offer.
Paid for by the Sierra Group. Call 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. 800-930-1737. That's 800-930-1737.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. A reversal at the gas pump.
Gasoline prices continued to decline in the past 2 weeks, this time a whopping 19 cents per gallon. Combined with the prior drop, this is a drop of 24 cents per gallon in the past month, and the new price is $4.86 for regular grade.
Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says that's still $1.66 higher than we paid a year ago. Highest price that she found, San Francisco Bay Area, $6.14 a gallon, the lowest in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at $4.19. Diesel down 13 cents over the last week to $5.76 a gallon. COVID cases are on the rise across the country. State officials are issuing health warnings. New Omicron subvariants are very contagious, and officials say more vaccine resistant, and that's prompting a return to safety precaution and even possible restrictions. In New York City, face masks are now recommended for everyone indoors and in public settings, regardless of their vaccination status. In California, Los Angeles could soon reinstate mask mandates. One poll is bearish on the U.S. economy.
July's Rasmussen Reports economic index stands at 78.6, nearly 10 points lower than a month ago in June. The index is now at its lowest point since it began in 2014. By comparison, enthusiasm about the economy had surged under former President Trump, reaching as high as 147.8 in January of 2020. That's before coronavirus hit, with lockdowns that closed businesses and increased unemployment. George Williams reporting.
Japan's governing party and its coalition partner scored a major victory in parliamentary elections Sunday, days after the assassination of former Prime Minister Abe Shinzo. More at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. relieffactor.com.
Iran's begun enriching uranium up to 20% at its Fordo nuclear plant, which is raising tensions with the West over the Tehran nuclear deal.
The announcement from Tehran comes amid a standoff over its 2015 nuclear agreement. Iran's Atomic Energy Organization says the uranium was collected for the first time from advanced centrifuges in the underground Fordo nuclear plant. Iran has informed the UN nuclear watchdog about the development 2 weeks ago. Tehran's nuclear agreement with world powers had called for Fordo to become a research and development facility, restricting centrifuges there to non-nuclear uses only. Iran's escalating nuclear work raises alarm, and Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid called on the UN to reimpose multilateral sanctions. I'm Naomi Shannon.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Novak Djokovic continues to climb the ranks of all-time greats with another win at Wimbledon.
Novak Djokovic defeated Nick Kyrgios in the men's final at the All England Club. It's his fourth consecutive Wimbledon championship and seventh overall. The top-seeded Djokovic used his steady brilliance to beat the hard-serving, constantly chattering Kyrgios in four sets, 4-6, 6-3, 6-4, and 7-6. The victory raises Djokovic's career haul to 21 Grand Slam trophies. That puts him just one behind Rafael Nadal's 22, which is the most in the history of men's tennis. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Xander Schauffele had to come from two shots down to win the Scottish Open for his fourth title, beating Kurt Kitayama. The consolation for Kitayama was earning one of the three spots in the upcoming British Open. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45's. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
One search.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher going through the charts from Talkers for this past week, the week of July 4th to the 8th, as we have the usual and the unusual to talk about. The impact of social media, I noticed that's one of the things that's here. But that's only one of 10 stories, and one we have a list of 10 people. Michael's going to go through those with us right now. Or, excuse me, I got to get my gerundive correct there, Michael. You are going to. You're not gonna, but you're going to go through the list, I assume, because that's why you're here, right?
Gonna. Actually gonna and wanna.
Rhea.
Wanna, W-A-N-N-A, or Ghana, yep. G-O-N-N-A. Those are words.
Shame on you for using that kind of language.
Texting has changed the English language. We have shortened words, and it really started with emails. And actually, people are pretty informal. I'm fascinated by how over the past 20, 25 years, maybe more, the word hello and its accompanying word hi have been changed to hey.
Yes. That's right. I say that a lot myself when I'm talking to people instead of saying, and it's popular vernacular on a lot of television shows like Chicago PD. When these guys all get together, it's hey. You don't have to say hi. You're right.
If you watch a lot of the television series, you know, like you mentioned Chicago PD or, you know, there's Law and Order and, you know, all these shows that are on for years and years, almost every scene where people get together started with, hi, and hello are deteriorating in their popularity of usage.
Their appeal.
And hey, now I originally, when I first noticed hey, I was insulted by it. It's like, don't you know, hay is for horses. Remember that?
Better for cows. If you don't like it, you're going to eat grain. Yes, that's the old farm expression.
But the English language is constantly changing. All right, let's talk about this. At number 10, we have big tech, and that encompasses everything from censorship to the adventures of Elon Musk.
What about TikTok? Does it encompass TikTok?
Oh, TikTok is changing the way human beings are wired.
Really?
Oh, my. Cerebral, neurological, and sociological impact of TikTok. I can't even begin to tell
you. Are you a fan of TikTok? Are you spending time every day looking at some of the TikTok videos?
Yes.
You are.
Okay. I spend not a lot of time, but I do spend some time every day. I'm a fan of YouTube. And YouTube has picked up on TikTok. I would not be like a TikTok person, but you can't do YouTube anymore without seeing what they call shorts. And much of that has been inspired by or is actually duplicative of TikTok. Yeah. At number 9, we have race relations and immigration. At number 8, we have COVID-19, and that's tied with the new kid in town, monkeypox. At number 7, abortion rights. At number 6, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with U.S. foreign affairs. Boris Johnson's resignation is at number 5. The economy is at number 4. Number 3, partisan politics and primaries. Number 2, the January 6th committee hearings. And number 1, the parade shooting, guns, violence, crime, all up there. And it's interesting, this would have been a short week from a news standpoint, although that's basically a thing of the past. But the big story took place on Monday, the 4th of July. So everybody in the media has been working all week. The top 10 people, Elon Musk at 10, Jalen Walker at number 9, a shooting victim who sparked race relations discussions. Vladimir Putin at 8, Clarence Thomas at 7, Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom at number 6.
There's a pair.
Yeah, I know. that might be the ticket in 2023.
There's a choice for you, yeah. Right. Or screaming from the boat with us two. Hey.
Donald Trump is at 5. Cassidy Hutchinson still out there at number 4. Liz Cheney at 3. Robert Crimo at the 3rd is at number 2. And Joe Biden is at number 1. And there's a snapshot of what we've been talking about this week on talk radio.
Do you ever confuse Marjorie Taylor Greene with Liz Cheney?
How so? In terms of...
kind of looks. The superficial stuff. You don't know what to say after I ask you that.
I haven't confused them, but the reason I stopped for a second is I do know in my own life women that look like Marjorie Taylor Greene. So when I see her, sometimes I go, what? Oh, it's her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Cheney is kind of a, she's a conservative.
Yes, she is. Well, so is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, yeah, but the fight here is who's going to out-conservative the other person, which woman is more conservative than the other.
In my personal opinion, Liz Cheney is far more of a legitimate individual in terms of the national conversation.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, number 4 this week is the economy. And for those of you who are naysayers, worried, we're going to have a recession, things are going down the tube, everything's horrible, stock markets went up this week. For the first time in a while. As a matter of fact, the S&P had a 4-day winning streak, the longest since March. So could we be, can we be, will we be out of the so-called recession, or will the news media talk us into it so that we really believe that everything's going to hell? How is that going to work, Michael? What do you think?
I think that that there's a disconnect between the I think there's a disconnect between Main Street and Wall Street. That says it all. As for whether the news media is driving a recession, I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think that the economic picture is very confusing, and I don't think anybody fully has a handle on it.
But how does anybody know what's going on without the news media and the things that are in the news media that aren't really news that take apart things? For example, there was a big to-do when the Fed announced that they were probably going to go up another half a point with the interest rates. The same day, the mortgage rate announcement posted a decline, falling from 5.7% to 5.3%. Well, last year at this time, it was 3.5%. And then the year before that, it was 2.9%. Actually, go back to last July, you could get mortgages for 2.9%.
Yeah, well, the answer to your question, at the beginning of that, there was a question, yes, how is one to know what to know about the economy if there are all these competing indicators? And the answer is read them all, study them all, take them all in, and eventually make your own choice.
How do you do that? How do you do that? How does Michael Harrison do that?
One, I'm extremely conservative when it comes to investing in anything. When everybody's running left, I may run right. I'm a zigger when they zag and a zagger when they zig. I am not quick to buy into. You got to get a house now because the bubble's going to keep, not the bubble, the prices are going to go. I see bubbles right. everywhere. I see bubbles everywhere. So how I deal with it is I'm very careful because I much of it is just hype by the commercial factors involved to get you to spend money. And have you noticed that anything that is for sale, whether it's gold or real estate, all of which are hedges against the shrinking dollar, right. what is it that they asked you for in exchange for these things? Dollars.
Dollars.
I've never seen anybody say, right. you know, I'll give you gold. Well, you know, especially in the gold market, and I don't want to say anything disparaging about the gold market because many of the sponsors of the stations that we're heard on have gold as sponsors.
Yes, they do.
But, you know, gold is the ultimate hedge against, you know, inflation and the shrinking dollar. But if you want to buy gold, all these gold dealers, they take dollars for it. Why are they why are they trading their gold for dollars if they don't think gold
is? Why don't you trade gold for gold?
Or something, or this whole cryptocurrency.
Yeah, right.
How the hell can a currency be a commodity? A currency is supposed to be stable. To use the term currency, that means it's currency. You don't invest all your money in a currency. There is a currency market, but it's supposed to be a stable market. Any currency that's not stable is not a currency. The whole Bitcoin thing smelled from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And so
a lot of people made a lot of money on it, though.
But
Translating Bitcoin into dollars.
That's the point.
And bring it all back to dollars. Thanks very much. Doug Steffen here, talking about term provider for a moment, the easy way to buy life insurance. You can protect your family, and you can get peace of mind. So let's say you got high blood pressure, maybe diabetes. It's not a problem for term provider. They shop all of the insurance carriers, so you don't have to, and you'll get the best possible deal, the best rate, no matter what is your problem. Call Term Provider now, 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777. Term Provider will help you like they've helped hundreds of thousands of people get a term life in a circumstance that they didn't think they could get one. So it doesn't make any difference what your problem is. You may be a little porky, you may have diabetes, whatever it is. Call this number now and satisfy yourself. 800-230-2777. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. For the first time ever, reserve your Prime Day deals with Amazon Layaway. On July 12th and 13th, score all the best deals on Amazon.com and pay only 20% down on selected items. From laptops to TVs, cameras, and school supplies, reserve your deals on Amazon.com/layaway and pay in 5 equal installments over 8 weeks. No credit check, interest, or cancellation fees. Plus, if you change your mind, cancel any time and receive a full refund. Find thousands of selected Prime Day deals, including premium beauty products, kitchen appliances, furniture, and more. And lock in the price by choosing the Reserve with Layaway label near the product name. Once payments are complete, your items will ship with the speed and convenience that Amazon customers know and love. Amazon Layaway may not be available to all customers. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to learn more.
It's 50 years since humankind last set foot on the moon. While probes and rockets have been sent to the edges of our solar system and beyond, we have gone no further. So 50 years on, what has been the lasting impact of our efforts to explore and understand space? How much do we really understand about the space above us? The largest global representative consumer research of attitudes towards space has been released by world-leading satellite company Inmarsat to try and answer some of these questions. Former astronaut Scott Kelly gives us his thoughts.
To me, these results show a lack of awareness of what space technologies can deliver. The idea that 36% of respondents saying they don't view communication satellites as essential really doesn't make much sense to me. I think people don't realize that how they navigate in their cars, even when we use an ATM to get cash, how we rely on space technology every single day to improve our lives is so important. Space also allows us to better study and understand our home planet so we can be better stewards of Earth.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so let's check in with something that I am very interested in your thoughts about, the Muslim city of Mecca being the place for the annual pilgrimage, which starts this weekend, the Hajj. H-A-J-J, because there are so many people now in our country and so many people around the world who have converted or who are practicing that religion, and one wonders how a million people, this is not a really, it's not a big city, it's not a big place, but airplane loads of people come in from all over the world, and all they want to do is be seen in that they're walking into the main part of the city. And it's amazing. Mecca is the Mecca for the Hajj, which is going on, I think, this weekend. So it's just that's a current event sort of a thing that doesn't find its place in the story list or the people list, but a way to fill 35, 40 seconds with information, Michael. And now it's 21 after the hour.
It's 50 years since humankind last set foot on the moon. While probes and rockets have been sent to the edges of our solar system and beyond, we have gone no further. So 50 years on, what has been the lasting impact of our efforts to explore and understand space? How much do we really understand about the space above us? The largest global representative consumer research of attitudes towards space has been released by world-leading satellite company Inmarsat to try and answer some of these questions. Former astronaut Scott Kelly gives us his thoughts.
To me, these results show a lack of awareness of what space technologies can deliver. The idea that 36% of respondents saying they don't view communication satellites as essential really doesn't make much sense to me. I think people don't realize that how they navigate in their cars, even when we use an ATM to get cash, how we rely on space technology every single day to improve our lives is so important. Space also allows us to better study and understand our home planet so we can be better stewards of Earth.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. He's the executive president, vice president. He's in charge. Let's just put it that way. And because there's people working, the staff is checking with radio stations all week long, all over the country, talking to hosts to come up with the research for the story list and the people list, which is the main reason that we're here to talk about things in adjunct positions. So I was just talking about the Hajj, and I used it as a precursor to a conversation, even though you didn't know that's what I was really doing, to the President of the United States going to the Middle East to talk with the Saudi king and the crown prince and all the other folks. Bilateral talks he's going to have as he goes next week to the Middle East. So it wasn't Biden the one who said that the prince is a boob or something close to that? I think he said something a little harsher than that.
I don't know what he said, but he won't be the first American president to meet with them.
No.
I think Trump did as well.
Well, I think that they, but there's been a, I go back to the George Bush father days when apparently as the head of the CIA, he got the goods on whatever was going on with the Saudi royal family. And I think that's what was the beginning of a long and wonderful relationship, because George Bush, after he was unprecedented, does that make sense? He became the president. He was no longer the president. But he and a couple of the members of his cabinet made a deal with the Saudis. It had to do with land, and they all became very rich because of whatever went on with it. And this is the same thing. All the American news media is always accusing presidents and other high officials of making deals that are good for them after they get out of office. Can you imagine, Michael?
Why would they report such things? These are good people. They would never do that.
Never do that. No.
No, they put duty above personal gain.
They do, as a matter of fact. How did you know?
Otherwise, they wouldn't be elected. How could anybody be elected in America where everybody is so intelligent and the news media is so objective? How can anybody get office if they were to use the power of the office for their own personal gain, even abuse power? It doesn't happen. These are good people.
Right. Thank you for that. You have Joe Biden. Says he's, well, he said something about the killers of Khashoggi. Can remember that guy that was the, he got killed and cut up in pieces.
Terrible.
And it was thought that the crown prince was behind it. And it is, I think they found proof that the crown prince was behind it. So why would, Joe Biden go over and talk to the likes of these people? Is it good for business? I think one of the things he's supposed to talk about is how hostile the Saudis are to the Jews. That's on the
agenda.
He'll
tell them, he'll tell them not to be. And he will show them that they shouldn't be hostile to Jews, and they'll change their mind.
Why are they hostile to Jews? What is
that?
They're all the... Yeah. I mean, under the circumstances, everybody comes to the same place. And Semitic... It's interesting that this has gone on for as long as it has. And yet there's nobody that seems to want to put everybody together. The Palestinians fighting the Israelis.
Maybe Joe Biden will go there and straighten it all out. Because he's a very, very articulate individual.
Joe is going to sign, before he goes to the Middle East, he's going to, and we're talking about Joe because he's number one on the people list this week, he's going to sign an executive order before he goes, supposedly to help safeguard access to abortion and contraception and that sort of thing. The Democrats could have codified Roe 5, 6, 7 years ago when Obama was president. I think he promised, right? Didn't we have that conversation? Somebody had that conversation.
It's a complicated story, but to sum it up, they could have done more than they did. They didn't do what they could have done when they had the power
to do it. Right. Speaking of power, I have the power to stop the conversation for a while because it's 28 past the hour.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Before Bamboo HR, feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more, right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at kcnr1460.com.
Coast to coast, as the Dougettes sing the way into your hearts, Michael.
The Dougettes, I love it.
The Dougettes, yes, let's hear it for the Dougettes. Doug Steffen with Michael Harris. Yes, you were wondering.
I was wondering where those singers came from.
There you go.
Do they live jingle singers? Or do they live in Jingle Land? You know,
they came from Gun Hill Road. That's where they live.
Gun Hill Road.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. Number one this week on the story list: all the shootings. There are a lot of people who are philosophizing now. Research is being done on the theories that seem to be on people's minds. It's pretty simple. I think that, I don't know, the quest for understanding these mass shootings, 300 of which have happened in our country since the beginning of the year. It's usually black on black, and it's in places like Chicago. It's in a 4 or 5 square block area where all the shooting takes place. And it's usually drug-related, I don't have to read this research. I got it in my head just reading what's going on. So the question really is not why it's happening or what, you know, the story, it's in black neighborhoods and blah, blah, blah. What are we doing about it? And it's like immigration. Zero. Nothing. Nobody's doing anything about it. Except, am I right or wrong? Posturing. It's all about posture.
Well, I'm not sure if I necessarily want to go down the path of it being a black phenomenon, because it's way more than that. But that aside, what are we doing about it? We're posturing.
Yeah.
I heard somebody just say that.
Posturing. Thank you.
You hit on a magic word. Mm-hmm. Because politicians know that they don't have the power, nor necessarily it being expedient to their careers to actually do something about it. It might take too long to do it. It might be politically unpopular to do it, whatever it is. They go to great lengths at appearing to do something about it. And it could be any of the problems we have. There's this great rush to optics. That's the word that we hear, a terrible word, optics. When you hear optics, don't trust what it is. Because it's how something appears. Remember the old expression, perception is reality?
Yeah.
They want to create the perception that they're doing something, but almost nothing that's being done actually will help the problem. My opinion, the problem is one of our character and our individual natures.
Well, yeah, but how do we get our character and what makes us the individuals that we are?
Our education system and our parents.
Mm-hmm. So are our parents in charge of our education system? We think we are because we elect members to the school board, but are we really? Because the school board hires a superintendent who hires administrators to hire teachers, and most of them these days, especially in urban suburban areas, are all guilty, if that's the right word, of like-think. They like-speak. They like think it's all about political correctness and all the, you got to refer. It's not education. It's socializing that goes on in schools today, I think, anyway. What do you think?
I think there's a lot of that going on. I think that we have to revisit. I think we have to revisit the objectivity with which we run our educational institutions. Mm-hmm. We have to re-examine objectivity versus subjectivity. But we are at a time in our communications history in which subjectivity is becoming the dominant platform as opposed to objectivity, because objectivity doesn't sell. And that's the problem.
It's all about sales. Yeah. I'm with you. That's a great thought. You know, as we were thinking about, well, you just said something when I said a lot of crime is black on black. The stats suggest that. But I then was, my mind wandered as you were talking. Not that I wasn't paying attention to you, but I was
very telling. Thank you.
I wandered back into the days.
While you were talking, I went out for a pizza. But that's
good
okay.
For you.
We do very well.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So anyway, the violence that our country is so prone to, the rest of the world looks on America as a very violent country, even though the history of mankind is full of violence.
And don't forget that Japan's former prime minister was assassinated.
Blowing
their minds. But I don't want to divert you. Go ahead.
No, that's an interesting comparative, because there are very strict laws in Japan.
That's the point.
About gun ownership. And you don't ever really hear much about people getting shot up. You know, they may get chopped up by a machete, but they don't get shot. Fascinated. And I guess I go back to guns and how do we get fascinated? I'm reminded of what Colt, who developed the gun, Nobel, who developed dynamite, And either Oppenheimer or Teller, who developed the A-bomb, I can't remember which one of them said it, wished they never had done. Colt said toward the end of his life he wished he had never developed the gun. Nobel said many times, that's why he put all of his money into the Nobel Peace Prizes, because he was ashamed of himself for developing dynamite. And Teller and Oppenheimer, either both of them or one of them, I can't remember which one, as I said, they were horrified at what they'd created in the A-bomb.
Yeah, well, technology is a double-edged sword. And when you invent a new weapon, you can be sure eventually it'll be used against you. That's why we call it, you know, shooting yourself in the foot, yeah. Hoisting yourself on your own petard. I've never fully understood that, but it sounds good. But yeah. but that's the point. Now, you know, and in terms of the whole thing about mechanized guns, you know, machine guns, yeah. A-15s or 14s or 13s or whatever, you know, suppose suddenly somebody invents a portable nuclear device, and every home in case, yeah. you know, you're invaded. Well, yeah. would that come under the Second Amendment? That if they try to take away your nuclear device, that you are now
isn't it crazy? We asked a question at the Good Day website, gooddayshow.com, and on our social media, Good Day on Air on Twitter and Good Day Radio Show on Facebook and Instagram. The question was: do high-powered rifles belong in civilian hands? And one of the people who responded, I just kind of chuckled. This lady, Diana, said, if anybody claims they need an AR-15 to go hunt, then they must be a terrible shot. And I thought that was amusing. But right.
But the basic theory is that the civilian population should have the same access to the arms that the government has. Mm-hmm. That there has to be parity between civilians.
Who came up with that theory? Where did that come from?
Me.
Do you know? Oh, you're saying that. Okay.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, studying this, it basically is that way. In other words, if they say, well, the Second Amendment entitles you to have a slingshot, you know, or at one time was a major weapon, you know, whatever. So basically, if you follow it, the whole idea of the right to bear arms means the right to be able to combat the government if the government decides to go bad.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but we're supposed to be more sophisticated than that. We get rid of the bad government by going to the voting booth and not with a gun. Although you can't prove that by looking at what happened on January 6th, that's for sure.
See, we're dealing with problems that are traceable to our own nature. That's what I'm trying to say, is we humans have a terrible time dealing with ourselves, because the human, you know, Homo sapiens, what we are, this species of life, is very dangerous, very diverse, very mysterious.
We can't control ourselves, basically. And then you have things like what happened in Uvalde. By the way, the police chief resigned from the city council. This is the weirdest thing. That whole city and how it operates, man, what a mishmash of...
What happens is these tragedies reveal how dysfunctional some of our municipalities are, whether they're the federal government or they're a local town.
You know what I thought of when you talked about a slingshot? Mm-hmm. David and Goliath.
Yes.
That's the
best slingshot story, and it's a great... story that is used to make a lot of points.
43 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with an invitation to go to a website that is populated by a lot of smart people who are in charge at Calitrin, and smart people who go in to look around and figure out how they can lose weight, more importantly, keep it off. Those are the stories by the hundreds that are there at toploss.com. So if I'm just introducing you to this philosophy and this product for the first time, they've been sponsors of this program, my various programs, for well over 5 years, actually almost 6 years, telling the story. And they've been around, by the way, for 25 years. So their story is fabulous and successful, because how would you survive in business if you weren't doing the right thing? for 25 years. No more crash diets, no drugs, no stimulants. Calitrin is the all-natural, healthy choice to help you lose weight safely and, more importantly, to keep it off. So, do yourself a favor. Go to toploss.com. Check out all the information. You can spend hours there looking at where it's made and how it's made and what's in it and all that stuff. And then read the testimonials as to how well it works. Check it all out at toploss.com. And then when you get ready to buy, use the discount code Doug. You'll get free shipping and you'll be able to buy as many the 4th of July special, which continued for another week. You have the ability to buy 3 and get 3 free. You can buy 30 and get 30 free right now. What a huge opportunity to bring everybody in your family into the inner circle of losing weight and successfully keeping it off. That's what you want, the all-natural way. Visit toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug and get healthy the right way with Calitrin.
How to increase your patience. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When people tell me that they struggle with patience, I say, that's because you practice impatience. And that's true for you as well, if you're generally impatient. You master what you practice, and the great thing about practicing patience is that life naturally provides you with many, many opportunities to practice it. So here are three things you can do to become more patient. First, become aware of situations where you're offered opportunities to practice it. Second, do whatever you can to delay instant gratification. For example, if you find that your leg is itchy, take a few moments to breathe in deeply a couple times before you reach to scratch it. Third and finally, allow yourself to get very comfortable saying the phrase, I'm okay, I can handle this. In fact, those three steps, becoming aware, delaying gratification, and saying the phrase, I'm okay, I can handle this, will help you increase your patience in less time than you might expect. Listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Sometimes an egregious wrong gets righted. Such appears to be the case for military members and their families now that the Camp Lejeune Justice Act seems poised for final passage in Washington. The act enables Marines and others who lived, worked, or were exposed to the contaminated drinking water at the North Carolina base from August 1953 through December 1987 to file lawsuits if they subsequently contracted cancer and other serious diseases. Currently preparing to sue authorities on their behalf is Weitz and Luxembourg, one of the nation's most experienced tort law firms. Military and civilian victims can contact the firm for a free consultation either by calling 1-877-MARINES or visiting the website marineslegal.com. Incredibly, a quirk in North Carolina law had previously stymied the years-long fight for justice by those sickened from the water. And now, even Camp Lejeune vets who were denied disability by the Veterans Administration may still qualify for compensation.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
The story list now from Talkers Magazine. Every week we try to put things into perspective as we sort of zig and zag, jig and jog, if you will, between the stories, not necessarily in order in our discussions, but this is the order in which Talkers has put the stories together, order of importance. At number 10, big tech and social media. Number 9, immigration problems. Number 8, COVID. Number 7, abortion. Number 6, the war. And when I say that, we all know what I'm talking about. Number 5, Boris Johnson and his resignation. Number 4, the economy. Number 3, politics and primaries. Number 2, January 6th, and the committee still doing its work with some a high-level conversation about Cassidy Hutchinson, in fact. And number one this week are all of the violence, the guns, that issue which goes on all over and over and over again. So there they are, the top 10 stories from Talkers at Talkers.com and TalkRadioCountdownShow.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. This weekend, 99% of the world's population will get sunlight at the same time. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
Nighttime, daytime is the same for everybody all around the world. 6.4 billion people will see twilight and sunlight at the same time because of the length of the day. Pretty amazing.
At the same time in their time zone. I mean,
yes.
It's not going to be
no.
It's not going to be daylight at midnight yes. in Moscow.
Yeah, no, it'll be daylight at some point. Most of the world will see sunshine at the same time.
I'm so excited. I don't know what to do.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to run out to the beach facing the east and mm-hmm. praise the sun for appearing again. You ever do that? You ever watch the sun come up over the Atlantic Ocean or go down over the Pacific Ocean?
Oh, yeah. Right. I get up. Amazing. I'm the farmer. I get up early before the sun most every day.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing. I love seeing the sun come up. And I've had very romantic experiences in Hawaii as the sun sets. So those are the two. They're important parts of the day, but the whole day,
next
if you're...
Week, yeah. Next yeah. week on this show, could we spend the entire hour discussing your romantic experiences in Hawaii? That sounds very interesting.
I'm sure, yeah, right. That's it. The Talk Radio Countdown Show and the top 10 stories that Doug has in his past with various ladies. Okay, that'll be good. And then on the people list, we could name those 10 ladies, right? We could do that?
Hey, if you're game, what the heck?
Maybe no, I think I'll pass.
It'll be even better than American Family Farmer.
You think?
It'll be American Gigolo.
Who did that song? Who did American Gigolo? There's a song.
Was it Blondie?
No. Mm-mm. No. But anyway. Okay. So we've squandered a lot of your time on this program.
They tuned out.
No, they haven't tuned out. Not at all. They're waiting for the next thing. So you got to stick around for a little bit because it continues. This is 10 before the hour with the charts and the focus, among other things, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Aloha. This is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Change your mind, cancel any time, and receive a full refund. Find thousands of selected Prime Day deals, including premium beauty products, kitchen appliances, furniture, and more. And lock in the price by choosing the Reserve with Layaway label near the product name. Once payments are complete, your items will ship with the speed and convenience that Amazon customers know and love. Amazon Layaway may not be available to all customers. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to learn more.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the presence of Stephen J.J. Wiseman twice this week, once in the review and now in the countdown officially, looking at the stories this past week from the legal perspective that Professor Wiseman has from Bentley University. The orders on abortion, contraception, the things that are happening between states. It's like we're at war with ourselves. This is a civil war. It is. When you get down to it, it's the same kind of machinations as slavery, women and their bodies. So here we have the state of Colorado that says, you can come here, we will take care of you. If you're in a state that doesn't allow abortions, we will stand firm, we will block your extradition. Who would have thought that in the United States of America, we would be extraditing people legally from, we would have to extradite, or somebody would think that they're going to do extradition from one state to another. It's understandable when we bring Assange back from England on an extradition, but you're going to bring somebody back to Texas from Colorado because they've gone there for an abortion?
The focus of the Texas Attorney General on this, instead of dealing with real major criminal issues, is kind of appalling. But the bottom line is what I think it's a political move by Texas. However, their basis legally is going to be the Constitution. There's a part of the Constitution called the Full Faith and Credit Clause that says if something is done legitimately, a law is passed in one state, it has to be, that law has to be recognized in another state. Now, generally what you're talking about is something like a person may make a will in Massachusetts, they move to Florida, they die in Florida, and they want to use that Massachusetts will that may not comport with Florida laws, and Florida will recognize that will under the Full Faith and Credit Clause. But that's entirely different, and it really shouldn't hold when you're talking about the personal rights of abortion. Texas, as a state, has the right, following the Supreme Court decision, to regulate abortion and say no, they're going to outlaw it. And Colorado has absolutely the same right to allow it. For Texas to say that Colorado must in turn enforce Texas law is outrageous and an infringement on Colorado law. So it won't go anywhere.
Well, they come back and say, well, our state constitution, you're talking about the federal constitution. What about the state? All the states have constitutions, don't they? And they could conflict with the federal. And all these people that are talking about home rule, that was Roe v. Wade. The basis of the return was giving power to the states. That's the basis upon which they overturned it. So what about the state? If the state has a constitution, in quotation marks, different than the feds, how do you know what to follow?
Well, you know, it's a very interesting point that you bring up. And periodically in our history, when the Supreme Court has been more restrictive of personal liberties and rights, what you're saying is exactly what has happened. And so, for instance, in Massachusetts Constitution was deemed to recognize same-sex marriage, and this was before the federal Constitution did. And it wasn't, you know, if you have a law that allows a greater broadening of personal liberties, but it's from a state constitution, that actually trumps a U.S. constitution where they say you don't have that right.
Yeah, it really is pretty amazing how clever. You know, we talk about the modern age. When you and I were kids, we used pencil and paper. We knew how to write. And I know we sound like a couple of old curmudgeons, but the reality is that all of these quote-unquote advances are in many circumstances a scourge on humanity. It's given people a whole new way. Are there scams in the history of mankind that have been notable? Of course, people are always getting, there's always somebody who's going to try to figure out how to take your money from you one way or another. But under the circumstance, it seems to have become so easy. And people are duller today. They don't question as much as we used to. Maybe they're not as cynical. Maybe cynicism helps here, Steve. What do you think?
Well, it does. And actually, you hit on a thing why one of the main reasons that many seniors are targeted for scams. You know, on the one hand, they once asked Willie Sutton, a famous bank robber, why he robbed banks. And he said, because that's where the money is.
Is.
Yeah. But the other But the other thing is skepticism. And there were studies done at Cornell and the University of Iowa that showed as we age, a part of our brain that deals with skepticism becomes less viable. So we are more trusting. But, of course, that doesn't explain why the millennials are more trusting and they get scammed as much as the seniors.
Yeah. Well, they become dull because of all of the devices. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/j.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Elon Musk could find himself in a legal fight after the Tesla CEO announced that he's pulling out of his bid to buy Twitter for $44 billion.
Twitter could have pushed for a $1 billion breakup fee, but the chairman says the board is committed to closing the transaction on the price and terms agreed upon. Musk alleges that Twitter breached multiple provisions of the merger agreement. On Friday, shares of Twitter fell 5%, while Tesla's shares pushed higher.
Greg Clugston reporting. President Biden's considering declaring a public health emergency to free up federal resources to promote abortion access, even though the White House has said it doesn't seem like a, quote, great option. The president admitted he lacks the power to force the dozen-plus states with strict restrictions or outright bans on killing babies to allow the procedure. One poll on the November midterm elections is suggesting an advantage for Republicans.
The data comes from the latest polling by the Rasmussen Reports for the generic congressional ballot. If the elections for Congress were held today, 48% of likely U.S. voters would opt Republican, while 40% would select Democrat, with 4% going for another candidate. The GOP preference is up 1% from last week. The overall data is also 2 percentage points better than the 46% mark which the Democrats held in 2018 when they reclaimed the majority in the House of Representatives. George Williams reporting.
Japan's governing party, and its coalition partner scored a major victory in parliamentary elections this weekend, possibly propelled by sympathy votes in the wake of the assassination of former Prime Minister Abe Shinzo. Secretary of State Blinken will travel to Japan on Monday to pay his respects. Abe's funeral scheduled for Tuesday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Trouble for a retired three-star general.
Lieutenant General Gary Valesky suspended from a part-time consulting job with the Army, and he's now under investigation. The general had posted a tweet that appeared to mock Jill Biden on the matter of abortion. After the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the First Lady tweeted, quote, "Tomorrow we will continue to fight for our daughters and granddaughters until all women can decide our own futures once again." General Valesky then responded, "Glad to see you finally know what a woman is." Jason Walker reporting.
Uber's probably in trouble over lobbying political leaders to relax labor and taxi laws and also using a kill switch to stop regulators and law enforcement. A new report finds that Uber allegedly channeled money through Bermuda and other tax havens. Townhall.com. Four Norman Rockwell paintings are being removed from the White House.
It's at the request of the family who owns them. The paintings are part of Rockwell's So You Want to See the President series, and they've been hanging in the West Wing of the White House since 1978. Photos of President Biden will be hung in their place. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
New York State thinks they have a unique strategy to issue gun permits, require the applicants looking to carry conceal to hand over lists of their social media accounts for review of their character and conduct. The plan applauded by Democrats and national gun control advocacy groups, but there are some experts who are raising questions about how the law will be enforced and how it will address free speech concerns. At the movies, Thor, Love and Thunder topped the box office this weekend. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Before we begin, everyone do me a favor. Thanks. Read a little thing I wrote called The Federalist Papers. Yeah. I explain how a nation's unlikely to survive without a strong central government to keep it alive. When I launched a central bank, Jefferson called me ill. Now you have my face to thank on every $10 bill. When America was cash-strapped, I pushed past that. Now some sicko makes crypto, and our nation backtracks.
Decentralized currency? Yes, I invented it. I'm sure many governments wish they had prevented it. The national cash is how they keep control. But freedom to the people was my ultimate goal. Am I a pseudonym, a group of men? It doesn't even matter. Nope. I invented Bitcoin because fiat is a disaster. A man from Japan or a damn hologram. I'm the reason open season on crypto began.
Hey, Bitcoin Maxis. It's the Tokens Radio Show with our hosts, Christy Matthews, Linda Kent, and Cameron Walford.
To shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Good Day program now turns into a weekend review, the accompanying piece to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I happen to be Doug Steffen. We're here in this hour to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week. And talk as we will, as we have time, about some of the stories and what we've heard, what we've talked about on our own programs relating to the top 10 stories, which, by the way, you can see every week listed at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com as well. So the preparation here, so the Talk Radio Roundup takes a stand, if you will, on these things, like you do during the course of the week with a lot of other issues. Some of these we may have talked about more than others on the Good Day program. And Jennifer has, I'm sure, talked about some of these more than others. But we normally hit all 10 of them at some point during the week. So for the listening and dancing pleasure of the folks listening to the program, here's the story list. At number 10, technology. I suppose social media goes in with that too, Jay. At number 9, immigration, what's going on the border. A lot of fiascos there this week. Oof, what a mess. COVID at 8. Don't you wish that would just go, just go away?
Set at -8 on the list.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
The abortion rights discussion, Russia and the war with Ukraine, big bad Boris resigning in England. The economy's number 4, politics number 3, January 6th number 2, and the violence in America is number 1.
And I on think the, we have to add one to that list real quick because, and it happened probably after they created it, but the assassination of the former prime minister
in Japan, Shinzo Abe,
unbelievable. On camera, it was caught. Anyway, I just want to add that on because no, it's I think a that, huge that, story that,
now. No, it's really big, yeah.
One of the things that we were talking about earlier, Jen, was the, and you would have known that had you been here,
I love how he shames. I love
fighting words.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the discussion about guns in Japan, there virtually aren't any. Yeah. The gun laws there are a whole lot stricter than they are here and most everywhere else, so you very rarely hear about something like this, frankly. But is it a sign that violence is just spreading all around the planet? That there's so much violence there, whether you want to consider what's going on in Ukraine, that certainly is violence personified, and the things that have happened to various leaders, economic, cultural leadership also has been affected by this in certain parts of the world. Our country, we have been 300 incidents since the first of the year of more than 2 people being killed in an incident. So you look around, and you think, last night I was having dinner with some friends. We were talking about the violent videos that are so prolific and kids and what they're doing with their time. And my friend and neighbor told me this story. He's a former police officer of a fellow that he knew who was so tired. His son spent all his time when he wasn't in school sitting on a couch in the basement playing all these games. Wouldn't do anything, wouldn't go anywhere, wouldn't talk to anybody. So the father went down into the basement, gathered up all of these quote-unquote toys, all these videos, brought them upstairs on the lawn, and ran over them with his lawnmower. And the kid was, like, apoplectic, didn't know what he was out of his mind. And listen, sometimes you've got to make a point loudly in order to make the point. And I think
there's probably a difference between that dad and the dad of the Highland Park shooter in Illinois, the guy who was murdering people on that parade route, and his dad comes out. I mean, this is a kid, this guy, I don't want to call him a kid, I don't want to take it away from him, but
he's 21, isn't he? 22? Yeah. Something like that,
Threatening suicide of himself, the police are called, then he threatens to kill his whole family, and then his dad co-signs on a license for him to get a rifle before he's legally able to get it on his own. And then he comes out to save his own rear end with a lawyer that says, well, it's not about parenting, it's about the law. Well, there are laws
parenting
to protect against people like you, and parenting does matter. So, yeah, there's probably a perfect medium in between what your friend's running over toys with his lawnmower and this guy who's signing rifle cards.
So I'm just looking at the stats here. Since this guy in Chicago on July 4th, shot up the parade. From that point to this point, 160 people have died in our country from gun homicides.
And you know where most of them are? Right there in Chicago, actually.
Yeah, Chicago.
There was 77 deaths, I think, over the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah. What is there about Chicago? What is the...
And this is the thing. They have really restrictive drug laws in... Or not drug laws. Excuse me. Gun laws. In Illinois, just like they do in California. And yet, California is still the leading spot with the most mass shootings. And that's why a lot of people say, you're not going to legislate this problem away. We have got to make some societal and cultural changes because you can't continue to think that more laws are going to help when you have clear evidence in California and Illinois that they don't.
Well, the societal part of it is an interesting comment that you make there, Jennifer, because if you look at Chicago, I always think of the Chicago shows that are on Chicago Police, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, and you get an idea of what goes on. Is this real or is it Memorex? Look at this city Apparently, according to police statistics, 4% of the city is affected by this. That is, yeah. All of the murders happen in a 4 or 5 block area, and it's like there's no law there. The police don't go in there. Mm-hmm. The people who live in there.
Being honest is going to tell you it's black on black crime.
It's just, yes, it is.
You know, they only like to talk about race in certain times, but in particularly in Chicago, and that's not the same as the gun violence in California. But in Chicago, it is black on black crime. Black people are literally killing themselves in
well,
this area.
Well, that's the case in other cities where there are a lot of blacks. St. Louis, for example, same thing. Baltimore, same thing. Philadelphia, pretty much the same thing. So there are those who are, what do they call, sociologists, who are saying that poverty is directly related to violence. And is that true or not? This is what these professors are saying, that neighborhoods with the most shootings are the ones that have the poorest population. And I can understand that. People want to get out and
you know,
drug
I think
stuff
that
is
used
easy.
To be true. I really do.
You don't think it is anymore?
Yeah. I don't. I think that it's shifting, and it's unfortunate because I think a lot of times people would always think about the inner city, and they would think about. And that's why I think a lot of times race was brought into the picture when really I think the greater problem was socioeconomic because there was hopelessness, there was a lot of crime because people were running drugs or stealing. That, you know, there was a lot of crime, and I think it was more socioeconomic than it was race, yet everyone always got very emotional about having the race argument. But I think now, at least, well, I live in Los Angeles, and there are no good pockets. Crime is going everywhere. I mean, look at the follow-home killing of Jacqueline Avant. That's in Beverly Hills, in a place where most people would probably have private security. It seems that it's spreading. So I think it used to maybe be more of a socioeconomic thing, but I really think as communities get more, become
blended.
More like, yeah, more like blended. Quilts. There's really no
mosaics.
Place to escape.
The people list this week from Talkers Magazine, Elon Musk is number 10. Jalen Walker is at 9. Putin's at 8. Clarence Thomas, 7. Ron DeSantis is 6. Donald Trump is 5. Cassidy Hutchinson is still in the top 5. I thought that was interesting. Number 4, Liz Cheney is 3. Robert Crimo is 2. He's the killer in Chicago. And Joe Biden is number 1. The lack of Brittany Griner not being on the list I thought was surprising, and so, but although the death of James Caan happened late in the week, it still is something that people are talking about with good reason, because Caan was one of those popular populist actors who could play almost any role, and everybody knew who he was, no matter what your age. So the fact he passed away at the age of 82, and Brittany Griner pleading guilty? What am I missing there?
They say it's strategic, I guess. I don't.
Well, really?
And that makes sense because haven't we already been hearing that she has to be convicted of something before they can hearings have to happen before they can try to get her out. And she even said to the judge, she's guilty of what she did, but she didn't mean to break any laws. She just, she wasn't thinking. And so she was trying to, like, there was no harm or malice intended, but she did acknowledge to what she did, so hopefully this can move forward to the point of the U.S. bringing her home.
Yeah,
I thought what was weird is that Megan Rapinoe came out this week, and she's the soccer player, and she said, you know, if this was LeBron James, they would have already been rescued. And she says, well, if this was LeBron James, they wouldn't have even had to be there. And she's blaming the fact that basketball, women's basketball, is not popular in the States, and that the reason that she was forced to go to Russia is to make some money, and was kind of blaming the fact that the WNBA hasn't caught fire, which, I mean, what can you do? You can't force people to
be
interested.
You got to go to the WNBA game today. Otherwise, we're going to throw you off the cliff. All right, 16 after the hour. In a moment, a thought about immigration, which is number 9 this week, and what's going on in Texas after this.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper.
It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Especially given money is tight these days, you should look to your mobile carrier for deals to ensure you're not spending more than you need to. I caught up with Ashley Collette, communications manager at Verizon, to hear about a free 5G phone offer, which you may have heard in the past for new customers, but Verizon is now extending this to existing customers as well.
At Verizon, we want to show the love for all our customers. So new or current, you trade in your phone, sign up for one of our amazing 5G unlimited plans, and you can get up to $800 to put towards a new 5G phone.
Ashley says you should also look for perks offered by your mobile carrier.
All of our 5G unlimited plans offer Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, Hulu, Apple Arcade, Google Play Pass, Apple Music, across all of our plans. You might get that free for 6 months, might be for a year. I would encourage people to check out our website,
which is Verizon.com. That's Verizon.com.
Talk radio countdown. All right, 19 after the hour. So immigration number 9 this week, Governor Abbott ordering the authorities there to apprehend migrants, the illegals that are coming in across the border. So now there'll be a big fuss and a fight with the feds who are doing nothing about this. Is there anything new about Abbott's order, or is it just send them back?
Well, the order is that the National Guard will be out there just to provide some extra help so that people aren't just thinking they can flow across. And, you know, it was interesting. I don't know how much you guys spent working on the attack that was actually caught before it became an attack in Virginia. It was foiled by police. There were two illegal immigrants who had probably crossed here through the open border who tried an attack in Virginia at one of their 4th of July parades, and they were caught because a neighbor said something, and the police followed through, and they realized that these people were going to shoot up a fireworks show. So, again, the border leaves us vulnerable to more than just drugs. It's still leaves us open to people coming from other countries that want to do harm.
Yep. It's, other countries don't have this kind of porous border, although they're having some of the same kind of problems in some of the European countries because of what's going on in Yugoslavia, but those people are not quite as onerous as the ones that are coming up from the south here into our country. All right, 21 after the hour, we continue with some of the things on social media next here on the Talk Radio Review.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steaks tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
My opinion in regards to the Jaylen Walker shooting 60 times being shot was unacceptable. The police have a duty to protect. He fired at the police. The man was doing things that were against the law. Did the police have any idea that he no longer had his weapon? Doubt it. However, the police were out of line when they fired upon this human being so many times as if it were a firing range.
Yeah, that's the thing. It isn't that they chased him around because and he had a gun. I get that. But 60 shots, 60 bullets in this guy? Come on.
And he was unarmed at the time. He had left his weapon.
Well, I don't think the police knew that. I mean, it was dark. I don't know that they would have known that.
But that goes to say he wasn't actively shooting at them fired at him.
Shoot him in the leg or something. But anyway, okay, what else?
They're not allowed to do that. That's
yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, all right.
And if it ricochets and hits somebody, some innocent bystander, it's a whole other thing. There's a lot of rules on police officers. Tanya Grafton says this man who was shot 60 times by police caused his own death. If cops pull you over, then stop. Do not hit the gas pedal and make them chase you. He was stupid to leave the car and run. And adds, I hope his family does not get millions because police killed him, that George Floyd caused his own death by resisting arrest. He was caught committing a crime. He resisted arrest and fought police, and that's why he was on the ground. And then his family got millions of my tax dollars, not there.
Well, that's the political rendering of this. The point is, what we don't understand, because maybe, and this is, I'm not crying liberal stuff, but I don't think if you're not in the color of their skin, you don't get what they are thinking. And not, the right is right and wrong is wrong, get all of that. But in this circumstance, and in the inner cities, Jennifer just talking a little while ago about most of the crime is black on black in these inner cities, and that's true. But there also is a side to living in the inner city where black people are afraid of the police. They stay away from the police. Then there are those that are committing crimes, and the police have to chase them down. And so it's a conundrum.
I don't know. If you look at the results of the defund the police movement, it is communities that have higher populations of people of color who want the police back in their community because their communities are the ones who are being affected first. I do think there's a lot of information. We tend to focus most on the people who are black who are getting targeted by police. And certainly you need to see what happens here and why these officers opened fire however many times they did, 60 times. I mean, that seems excessive, of course. But we also don't hear about the stops usually with people who are white people who are doing the same thing. And I know people would, like, lose their mind going, well, it never happens, but it really does. It's just about what gets covered, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And any overuse of violence by the police needs to and should be and will be, I would imagine, investigated pretty thoroughly these days.
All right, question about Shadeg. There it is. High-powered rifles and whether they should be in civilian hands. What do you get from listeners? Give us at least one example quickly.
Pretty close to 50-50. Diana Julian says, if anyone claims they need an AR-15 or the like for hunting, then they must be a bad shot.
That's, That's a, I probably shouldn't laugh, but that's kind of an amusing, yeah. If you got to spray whatever you're shooting at with bullets just so you can hit them, you're probably not a very trained
marksman. Most of the time people are used not to be a party pooper. I mean, that's kind of funny, but an AR-15 is typically used for range activities. It's the most popular gun in the entire country. There are more
28 past the hour.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
It's 50 years since humankind last set foot on the moon. While probes and rockets have been sent to the edges of our solar system and beyond, we have gone no further. So 50 years on, what has been the lasting impact of our efforts to explore and understand space? How much do we really understand about the space above us? The largest global representative consumer research of attitudes towards space has been released by world-leading satellite company Inmarsat to try and answer some of these questions. Former astronaut Scott Kelly gives us his thoughts.
To me, these results show a lack of awareness of what space technologies can deliver. The idea that 36% of respondents saying they don't view communication satellites as essential really doesn't make much sense to me. I think people don't realize that how they navigate in their cars, even when we use an ATM to get cash, how we rely on space technology every single day to improve our lives is so important. Space also allows us to better study and understand our home planet so we can be better stewards of Earth.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Customers know and love. Amazon layaway may not be available to all customers. Terms and conditions apply. Visit amazon.com/layaway to learn more.
It's 50 years since humankind last set foot on the moon. While probes and rockets have been sent to the edges of our solar system and beyond, we have gone no further. So 50 years on, what has been the lasting impact of our efforts to explore and understand space? How much do we really understand about the space above us? The largest global representative consumer research of attitudes towards space has been released by world-leading satellite company Inmarsat to try and answer some of these questions. Former astronaut Scott Kelly gives us his thoughts.
To me, these results show a lack of awareness of what space technologies can deliver. The idea that 36% of respondents saying they don't view communication satellites as essential really doesn't make much sense to me. I think people don't realize that how they navigate in their cars, even when we use an ATM to get cash, how we rely on space technology every single day to improve our lives is so important. Space also allows us to better study and understand our home planet so we can be better stewards of Earth.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio, courtesy of the charts that are prepared every week by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com or good day. Excuse me.
Uh-oh. Those allergies.
Good heavens.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
do I want to bless you or say, are you okay? Which one?
Lord, bless me and keep me, yes. Excuse me. Talk amongst yourselves, girls, for a second.
Boy. It has been bad, though, with the allergies. I know everybody that I talk to is like, it's now a year-long allergy season rather than just a few months of the year. Everybody's popping Zyrtec.
Well, at the beginning of the season, wasn't so bad for me. I didn't normally. I get it starting in April. And it didn't bother me until really the end of May. Excuse me. So, anyway,
well, and it's all something different. It all depends on where we are. Like, I have more winter allergies, which I've noticed. There must be something that happens around me in the January, February.
Are you allergic to dust mites? I know dust mites are really prevalent, in the winter.
I don't know. I went through allergy testing, and there's not a lot that I'm not allergic to, according to the allergy testing. So.
Uh-huh. There you go. All right, Joe Biden's number one on the people list,
pretty much as usual.
Usually, I know. I know. And when he comes around, Jennifer starts sneezing. Ka-chooey! So the Democrats are trying to revive pieces of his domestic policy, including taxing the bad, high, all those people that have money. Let's go get them. They're the bad guys. And so we have, there are some people that have a lot of money that are bad guys, but generally speaking, just go after them, or to put the thought in the average person's mind that because they have made money or they have money, they're bad, is a very sick position, very damaging to the culture and the mores and the standards of our country, frankly.
You know, but it's easy. And so,
I
can correlate this with kind of the issue of gun violence. It is easy to go after the guns. It is not easy to talk about people and mental illness and the stuff that causes people to turn into evil human beings and open fire on people. It's easier to go after rich people than it is to really figure out how to cut spending and start running this country more responsibly.
Do you know how much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse there is in the government? If you look at, take a dollar bill out of your wallet and just look at it for a second.
Cut it into three quarters.
Cut it into three pieces. Yeah, exactly. And a third of that goes to pay the interest on the loans. A third of it goes to government programs, welfare, et cetera, et cetera. And a third of it is corruption, fraud. This has been something that has been in the public zone for years. I think the first time I talked about it was probably 10, 12 years ago. When the government accounting office itself, this is the government looking at the government and the Defense Department budget at the time, it's been hovering around $700 billion for the last 4, 5, 6 years. And the government accounting office, in looking at the way they run their procurement policies, says for $460 billion, you get the same as we now spend $700 on if you eliminate the waste, the fraud, the corruption, and the abuses that are part of the way they bid things, no-bid contracts, and all this other stuff. It is incredible. And we sit like chumps and take it. And meanwhile, you have people like Biden trying to tell and others who are going to say, we've got to make up the shortfall. You bozos, you got to make up the shortfall by running things the way the public expects you to run them. Not by taking money away from people who are, for the most part, the reason that people have jobs is because people have money to invest in companies so that they grow. I mean, it's a how difficult a concept is that to understand? All right, I'm off on a toot. Let me go back to Biden in awarding the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 17 people. Simone Biles was one of them. Who else? Anybody paying attention to that list of the people who
got
the...
Yeah, Megan Washington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Elon Musk, who's number 10 on the people list this week, planning to file a lawsuit to end his deal to buy... This is actually amusing. Don't you find this kind of amusing? I want to buy it because I want to straighten it out. And then he realizes, maybe I can't straighten it out. Huh?
Yeah. It's a mess.
Yeah, it is a mess.
And you also saw, you know, he got a little heat this week because he just had twins, which brings, I think, his total of kids to 9 or 10.
Who's
yeah,
the mother?
Apparently he and Nick Cannon are trying to compete with each other. Who can have the most
babies
in a decade?
They should have a celebrity softball game.
Yeah, with the kids of the start. They can be the coaches, and then the kids can be the players on the team. How many different wives or women has he had these children
multiples,
with?
Multiples, yeah. But... he sent out a tweet to something to the effect of, you know, the greatest threat to our planet is population decrease. He's like, I'm doing my part to make sure that doesn't happen.
Do as I say, not as I do.
There you go. Perfect. All right. Anyway, and kind of bopping back into the number one story this week, the shootings, gun stuff, there's a bodega worker who's been... who apparently stabbed somebody, and he was charged with murder the other day. He stabbed a customer after the customer came around the counter and attacked him because he didn't have the right bag of chips.
No, it's sad to say that this was all over chips. A woman came in with her child, didn't have enough money for the chips, and something, I can't remember if she tried to steal and he caught her, told her to put it back or whatever, but she leaves, she comes back with the guy who ended up getting stabbed, and he's threatening. There's surveillance video that he pushes the bodega worker into some shelving, and it got really hostile really quick, and the bodega worker grabs a knife that he happened to have handy because it's used to open boxes, and he fended for his life. So he's being charged with murder, and we'll see what the jury says once the hearings officially start, if it was self-defense and if charges are dropped or not.
I just find, what's a bodega? I hear that term
market,
all the time.
A fancy market.
A convenience store.
Yeah.
Really? So like a 7-Eleven is a bodega?
No, it's a 7-Eleven. Bodega's fancier.
It is. Yeah, all right. Anyway, there's that kind of stuff. I just saw that as an example of what we're talking about. Number six this week, the war in Ukraine. What's going on? There's one step forward, two steps back. What are the Russians doing? And then there is the Brittany Griner thing, trying to understand why it was she pled guilty. Apparently there was a deal. I don't understand this because I don't understand Russian law. But could she go to jail? And does this make it easier for Biden to negotiate her? There's a lot of questions with this, and I don't know that we got a whole lot of answers to it. Very confusing. I find it that way. What about it, ladies?
Well, she is. Let's be honest. She had... oil that contained marijuana, in a vape pen. And she did have that on her, so technically she broke the law. She was guilty, but it's a matter of she wasn't a drug dealer. She wasn't trying to distribute or anything like that. So she even said to the judge, she pled guilty, but she said that there was no malice. She was not trying to break the law or anything like that.
No.
But now that she has said that she is guilty of what she did, she acknowledges that they can move forward to the next steps rather than prolonging these hearings and deliberations.
Which is 10 years in prison, FYI.
She could be facing a decade if we don't bring her back.
Well, but...
And what do you do? I mean, I don't defend the Biden administration very often, but, like, what do you do? How are you going to negotiate with Russia? They want some bad dude back for Brittany Griner. So, like, if we do some sort of prisoner swap, I don't know. A lot of people are saying they should, you know, she needs to come home. I agree, but like, how do you get her home?
What's going on in the UK? Boris Johnson is on the list, and so is the situation. The resignation is number 5 this week. Let's talk about that right after these words.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The story list now from Talkers Magazine. Every week we try to put things into perspective as we sort of zig and zag, jig and jog, if you will, between the stories, not necessarily in order in our discussions, but this is the order in which Talkers has put the stories together, order of importance. At number 10, big tech and social media. Number 9, immigration problems. Number 8, COVID. Number 7, abortion. Number 6, the war. And when I say that, we all know what I'm talking about. Number 5, Boris Johnson and his resignation. Number 4, the economy. Number 3, politics and primaries. Number 2, January 6th, and the committee still doing its work with some high-level conversation about Cassidy Hutchinson, in fact. And number 1 this week are all of the violence, the guns, that issue which goes on over and over and over again. So there they are, the top 10 stories from Talkers at Talkers.com and TalkRadioCountdownShow.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine this week, these are the featured items, the featured people. Elon Musk at number 10. Apparently he wants to duck out of the conversation with the folks at Twitter. Number 9, Jalen Walker and his death. Vladimir Putin and all the deaths he's causing at number 8. Clarence Thomas, number 7. Ron DeSantis is number 6. Donald Trump is 5. Cassidy Hutchinson is number 4 still. Number 3 is Liz Cheney. Robert Crimo is number 2 on the list, and Joe Biden is number 1. I guess in going back to number 6, the two foremost are, some people think, the four runners, potential candidates to be running against each other, the governor of the state of Florida, Ron DeSantis, versus the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, in the next presidential sweepstakes. Who knows? I'm Doug Steffen. All right, 45 after the hour now. The situation in the United Kingdom, which isn't so united anymore. I don't know why they call it the UK, because it's the, after Brexit, they aren't united at all. Meanwhile, Boris gets in the neck this week. He's not resigning until there is a successor. So there's been a lot of conflict. Or conflicted stories. He resigned. He's leaving today. He's leaving in this fall. Yada, yada, yada.
He's tricky, though. You got to watch, because what he said is that he's leaving as the head of the Conservative Party. So now there's this long, drawn-out process. And you know, like, the parliamentary law is, to me, like wrestling. I mean, there's just, you think our system's crazy. Their system is nuts. And so they have to like narrow it down to two, and then certain people vote, and then other people have to vote. Like, it's this long, convoluted process. And I was listening to Piers Morgan say that he thinks that maybe this is a tactic of Boris Johnson, who is very good at surviving, and he says that maybe this is his way of trying to see if he can make things change or if he can figure things out, where he would allow all that infighting and then maybe still be there as prime minister.
You're listening to Piers Morgan? Why are you doing
that? Commentary. I mean, I figure he would know more than I would. He lives there, at least.
I wouldn't count on that. I think that's a stretch. Thanks very much. All right, so the let's see, where are we with abortion rights number 7 on the story list? There's a couple of examples of abortion clinics in Louisiana staying open. Louisiana is kind of a tricky place because they seem to have conflicting rules. One judge says one thing, another judge says another thing. And one of the things that I saw this week was the profile of a Shreveport clinic that is still serving women. And that means that a lot of women, for example, some Texas women went over to this clinic to get their services. And I don't know what that caused it. Now the judges, it's just ridiculous. We back and forth and judges and how
well,
this is what
new to consider.
Well, it's confusing because they all take different points of view based on one law or another law or precedent or whatever. So what's new, Jennifer?
The new thing is that Biden on Friday signs an executive order that's going to protect abortion access, even though the court overturned Roe v. Wade. And so he's gotten a lot of pressure from his own party to be more aggressive when this comes to abortion. And now this is going to probably just muck it up because the court's already ruled on it, which means there are going to be legal challenges against his directive. And I guess he's going to do things like direct the DHS to take action to protect access to abortion medication, emergency medical care, contraception. He's going to try to get patient privacy and digital surveillance to stop. So there's going to be some items in this executive order we'll learn more about that that are going to try to silence his critics who say he's just not acting.
Well, the other side to all of this is the need for women to have some closure. And the Democrats, I thought it was interesting. I saw a study of this on a PBS story regarding the Democrats and whether they had the votes to codify Roe v. Wade, and they didn't do it.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't do it. So who do they have nothing, nobody but to blame but themselves under the circumstances, right?
If you were, that was one of the main promises. If you were a member of Obama's presidency in 2008 when he was running, he said, I will codify Roe. And then when he got into office and had a supermajority still, he said, well, this is a legislative thing. It's not me. So, you know, even during that time, as recently as 2008, we could have done it.
Anyway, that's one of the most frustrating things that we have to talk about. And I steer clear of it most of the time on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, because it doesn't go anywhere. It's like capital punishment. No matter what is happening in real life, you don't change people in their point of view on this kind of stuff. Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles here with Jay Kirshner and Doug Stephan from the Good Day program, overviewing what's going on in the world of news talk radio with a list from Talkers Magazine. 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo.
If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law at Bentley University and the founder of Scamicide. Scamicide.com is a website that's dedicated to helping you make sure you don't step in it. that's the legal technical term. Don't step in it. All right, so you had some examples of things that were going on this week. You want to recount some of the things that have come to your attention that you want to make sure you bring to our listeners' attention.
Yeah, because I want to give them a warning that I really haven't seen in much of the media, and that is about Amazon Prime Day. Amazon Prime Day is a huge day on Amazon where there are all kinds of discounts for Amazon Prime members. And, I mean, if people used Amazon before the pandemic, since the pandemic started, it's gone crazy and through the roof. So this year, July 12th and 13th, they're going to be Amazon Prime Day, and those sales will be there. However, anything popular with people is always popular with the scammers. And interestingly enough, the business model for some of the cyber criminal geniuses who create some of these amazing malware is that they don't just do it themselves. They go on the dark web, that part of the internet where the bad guys buy and sell goods and services. So there's a guy who goes by the alias Devil Scream, and he's created a software kit called 16 Shop. Now, what this does is, he's leasing this. This malware can create official-looking emails that look like they're coming from Amazon. And so it'll come with what looks like an Amazon login page. If you log in, give your credentials, you've just turned over your credit card to the bad guys. So the lesson here is, you know, trust me, you can't trust anyone. Whenever you get an email or a text message or a phone call, you really can't be sure, no matter how good it looks. And some of these criminals can make them look really good, whether it's legitimate or not. So if you're going to, if you're going to buy things on Amazon Prime Day, go directly to Amazon. Don't go to a link that you get in an email or a text message. You do that and you use your credit card. You don't use your debit card. Your debit card doesn't give you the protection from fraud that a credit card will. But if you do that, you'll be safe.
Same can be said for those who are our age, your age, my age, that are always getting things from the AARP. I've seen more stuff, more scams, more frauds that supposedly are coming under the auspices of AARP, but it's not AARP.org. It's AARP something else, and people get suckered into that. I see two or three of those damn things every day. You?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, there's some scams now. You know, from from the IRS. But if you look, it's not going to be IRS.com. It's going to be IRS.gov. But you just can't. You can't trust any kind of an email as far as where it comes from. Now, you talked about recognizing the email address. When you get it with a text message, it makes it even more difficult because with your text message, you can't tell tell where it's really coming from. And they have this thing called spoofing where they can make the phone look like whatever they want it to. And even if you get your email on your phone, you don't see the actual address that it's coming from. So you never give out personal information or pay anything in response to an email or a text message or a phone call unless you absolutely confirm it.
Yeah, it really is pretty amazing how clever. You know, we talk about the modern age. When you and I were kids, we used pencil and paper. We knew how to write. And I know we sound like a couple of old curmudgeons, but the reality is that all of these quote-unquote advances are in many circumstances a scourge on humanity. It's given people a whole new way. Are there scams in the history of mankind that have been notable? Of course, people are always getting them. There's always somebody who's going to try to figure out how to take your money from you one way or another. But under the circumstance, it seems to have become so easy. And people are duller today. They don't question as much as we used to. Maybe they're not as cynical. Maybe cynicism helps here, Steve. What do you think?
Well, it does. And actually, you hit on a thing why one of the main reasons that many seniors are targeted for scams. You know, on the one hand, they once asked Willie Sutton, a famous bank robber, why he robbed banks. And he said, because that's where the money is. Yeah. But the other thing is skepticism. And there were studies done at Cornell and the University of Iowa that showed as we age, a part of our brain that deals with skepticism becomes less viable. So we are more trusting. But, of course, that doesn't explain why the millennials are more trusting and they get scammed as much as the seniors.
Yeah. Well, they become dull because of all of the devices. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you suffering from too much house? Is your house too big for your current needs and you want to simplify your life? If you want to sell your house and downsize, or if you've inherited a property you don't need, then call my friends at the Home Buying Network today for a fast cash offer. We've helped hundreds of people just like you who want to sell a house and downsize fast. With no real estate commissions, fees, or other normal house selling hassles, we make selling your house easy. We don't list your house, we buy it for fast cash. In most cases, our specialists can buy your house in just a few days or when you want. Make this free call now to downsize your house and get a fast cash offer.
Paid for by the Sierra Group. Call 800-930-1737, 800-930-1737, 800-930-1737. That's 800-930-17.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. COVID cases on the rise across the country, and state officials are issuing health warnings.
New Omicron subvariants are highly contagious and more vaccine resistant, and that's prompting a return to safety precautions and possible restrictions. In New York City, face masks are recommended for everyone indoors and in public settings, regardless of vaccination status. In California, Los Angeles could soon reinstate mask mandates. Greg Clugston reporting.
A wildfire threatening the largest grove of giant sequoias in Yosemite National Park more than doubled in size in a day. Firefighters were working in difficult terrain Sunday trying to protect the iconic trees and a small mountain town. Crews are working around the clock this weekend. This coming week, we'll bring an update on prices at the supermarket, along with the latest on the mindset of American consumers.
Things start to pick up at midweek with release of the Consumer Price Index for June. The CPI is due Wednesday, along with the Fed's closely watched Beige Book. The weekly jobs report will be issued as usual on Thursday. The producer price index comes out Thursday as well. A batch of economic reports rounds out the week Friday. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index, retail sales for June, and the Empire State Manufacturing Index are scheduled for release. Rich Thomason reporting.
A large crowd of angry Chinese bank depositors faced off with police Sunday in a case that's drawn attention because of earlier attempts to use a COVID tracking app to prevent them from mobilizing. Hundreds of people held up banners and chanted slogans on the steps of the entrance to the branch of China's central bank in the city of Jingzhou, just southwest of Beijing. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
With a new permit, Johns Hopkins can keep its barn owl research.
A researcher will be allowed to continue medical experiments on the owls despite complaints by an animal rights group. The People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals had campaigned for years to end the experiment, calling it worthless. But the Maryland Department of Natural Resources last month issued Hopkins a new permit that allows those experiments to continue. The university says the work could yield critical insight into medical conditions. Jason Walker reporting.
Dutch farmers are embroiled in a summer of discontent that shows no signs of abating, and their target? Government plans to rein in emissions of nitrogen oxide and ammonia, they say, threatens to wreck their way of life. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Yellowstone National Park flooding last month has generated calls from weather experts for changes to the way the government issues weather forecasts.
Government forecasters warned of rising Yellowstone rivers, but failed to predict the calamitous June flooding that happened to the park and in neighboring Montana areas. Experts say forecasting models based on historical records have become outdated. A National Weather Service meteorologist says officials were flying blind as river levels rose and they had no way to predict where the impacts would be. Hundreds of homes were damaged, but no lives were lost in the Yellowstone floods. John Scott reporting.
President Biden hosting a celebration on the South Lawn of the White House Monday of the new bipartisan law that toughens requirements for young people to buy guns, denies firearms to more domestic abusers, and helps local authorities temporarily take guns from people judged to be dangerous. More news at townhall.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and coming up on When Radio Was, a dynamic couple will be featured, and then a very successful Broadway writer and producer will be heard hosting his own program. Nathan Birnbaum was born on January 20th, 1896 in New York City. He was the ninth of 12 children, and he was still just a child when he entered showbiz singing with a group of other kids. Now, he would drop out of school after the fourth grade and eventually adopt a stage name. Now, years later, he said he drew it from a couple of Major League Baseball players who both were named George Burns. Now, meanwhile, on the other side of the continent, in San Francisco, California, Grace Ethel Cecilia Rosalie Allen was born about 6 months before her future husband on July 26, 1895, although that date has always been questioned in part because the public records were destroyed in the 1906 San Francisco earthquake and subsequent fires. Now, her death record lists her as 7 years younger, born in 1902. Gracie also began performing as a singer at a young age, and in 1922, they would meet, and they would work together on the vaudeville stages. Now, originally, George told the jokes, but he quickly switched the roles when he noticed that his straight man, Gracie, was getting more laughs. Well, their full-time radio career began in 1932 on CBS and would continue for another 18 years before they moved to television. Here they are with special guest Adolphe Monjou in an episode from February 8, 1944.
Well, it's morning in the Burns home, but not just an ordinary one. For today, Mr. and Mrs. Burns celebrate their wedding anniversary.
George, even though it is our anniversary, you don't have to bother with my present this year.
But I insist.
No, George, please.
Gracie, you know when we were married, I bought you a chain with a pearl on it, and I've been adding to it every year.
Yes, but I thought you ought to stop. The chain is 3 feet long now, and the pearl hangs too far down.
All right, dear, no gift.
Well, George, I don't need presents to make me happy. Just being your wife is enough.
Oh, thanks, sweetheart.
Our marriage has been one of the great love affairs. You've been to me what Romeo was to Juliet, what Armand was to Camille, what Carmen was to Miranda.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way about me.
I'm proud of you, George. Why, even our new cleaning woman, Mrs. Bundy, thinks you're very clever.
She does?
Yes. She thinks you're going to be very successful someday.
That's nice to hear.
In fact, she can't understand what's delaying you. Only yesterday, when you walked out of the door, Mrs. Bundy said, "What's holding him up?"
I'm glad she likes me.
I wish every wife could be as happy as I am.
Oh, great.
No, I mean it, George. Perfect marriage, comfortable little home, and above all, a strong, stalwart, upstanding, hard-working cleaning woman.
While we're on the subject, Gracie, why don't you get rid of that cleaning woman? Oh, you do all the work. All she does is sit around and gossip about our neighbors.
Oh, that's not true.
No?
No, she gossips about other people, too.
I thought so.
I wonder what's keeping Mrs. Bundy. She was coming here as soon as she finished at the Monjou's.
She's probably snooping around to see how Monjou's mustache looks in the morning.
To see what's detaining Mrs. Bundy, let's look in at the home of another of Hollywood's happy married couples, Adolphe Monjou and his charming wife, Marie Teasdale.
Marie, darling, before I leave for the studio, would you do me a favor?
Well, of course, dear. I'd be happy to.
Oh, you're awfully sweet to me, baby.
Well, it's easy to be sweet to a husband like you, precious.
You know, we ought to get some kind of award, staying happily married in Hollywood.
Yes. Do you remember? Well, we've been married 3 days. Hedda Hopper referred to us as Hollywood's grand old couple.
Yes. Well, here's the favor I want. This is the scene I'm shooting at the studio this morning. Would you run through it with me?
Surely. Let me have the script.
Pick it up right here, where I come home with a hangover.
All right. Now listen here, you secondhand lounge lizard. Get out and stay out.
How dare you talk to me like that?
Don't you tell me how to talk.
Excuse me, Mrs. Monjou. I'm ready to leave now.
Oh, just a minute, Mrs. Bundy. I want to finish with my husband. Where was I? Oh, yes. Don't you talk to me like that. I know you were out spending my money on that chorus girl.
What about you letting that playboy wear my shirt?
That's none of your business, you broken-down wolf.
Don't call me names, you fugitive from a mud pack.
I'll call you anything I like, you big philandering ape.
Ah, shut up!
Oh, that does it. If I only had something to throw.
Take this, Mrs. Monjou.
Thank you, Mrs. Bundy. See how you like this, you stinker.
Gracious, I've seen enough.
You'll think twice before you trifle with me, Keith Fowler.
Cotch, well, that was swell, darling. You almost hit me with that book.
Yes, I really got into the part.
Well, I hope the scene goes this well in front of the camera. Well, goodbye, Poochie Pie.
Goodbye, Snooky Face.
And then what happened, Mrs. Bundy?
Then Mrs. Manju called Mr. Manju a broken-down wolf.
Oh, dear. And what did he say?
Well, I can't talk while I'm working.
Here, hand me the broom.
Well, don't forget the corners. Last week you didn't do such a good job.
Oh, last week you didn't have such good gossip. Well, go ahead.
Well, when she found out he was running around with another woman, she called him a big philandering ape.
Oh, she's wrong. Mr. Manju's no bigger than George. Bill. Bill. Mrs. Bundy just told me some terrible news. The Adolf Manjus are about to split up.
Really? Well, frankly, I'm not surprised.
What?
I hear he beats her.
No.
Mm-hmm. Every night.
Beats her every night?
Yep. No matter how fast she runs, he beats her to the kitchen and washes the dishes with swine.
Oh, Bill. Well, Bill, it isn't fair that George and I should be so happy and the Manchus so unhappy. I'm going to help them.
Oh, no. I wouldn't interfere if I were you, Gracie.
Oh, pooh. There's no reason in the world why there should be any uncertainty about their marriage. I'm going over there right now and put an end to it.
That's what I'm afraid of. Up to this moment, Mr. and Mrs. Adolf Manju have been one of Hollywood's happiest couples. But Gracie has just arrived at their house to patch up what she believes to be a quarrel.
Marie, I'm here to help you.
Help me?
Yes. Marie, don't worry just because Adolf is running around with another woman.
What?
I mean it. Let him have his little fling. Let him eat his wild oats.
Gracie!
That other woman is just a passing fancy. He'll come back to you in 10 or 15 years.
What's left of him in 10 or 15 years, she can have. Well, it's so hard to believe this about Adolf. I know he's chased women on the screen.
Well, now he's chasing them behind the screen.
Gracie, who is the woman?
Oh, no one to worry about, Marie. Probably just one of those giddy, baby-faced redheads with a gorgeous figure.
No one to worry about, huh?
No, you know the type. They're so fragile that even on a warm, sunny day, they have to wear a sweater.
Oh, I won't worry a bit.
Good. That's why I came here, to make you happy.
But you're off to a great start.
Oh, I've been through this same thing myself, you know.
You have?
Oh, sure. People said that George was running around with a pretty little girl young enough to be his daughter.
How awful.
Yes, it was months before I realized they were talking about me.
So Adolf has got himself a redhead, has he? Why, that skinny little weasel.
Skinny little well-dressed weasel.
Oh, just wait till I get my hands on that man. I'll tear off that droopy mustache and pin it where he can wag it.
Now, Marie. There's nothing to worry about. He'll get tired of this slug of woman, and then he'll come crawling back to you.
How else?
Well, I just thought I'd drop by and cheer you up, Marie. Have I made you happy?
Ecstatically. Gracie, what do you think I should do?
The thing to do is ignore the other woman. Pay no attention to her. If that all brings her home, pretend not to see her.
Oh, but Gracie!
After dinner, if you want to set an Adolf flap, just sit right on top of her.
Oh, fine.
Well, I'll be running along now, Marie.
Well, thanks for everything, Gracie.
Oh, don't mention it. I won't rest until you and Adolf are as happy as George and me.
Well, Gracie, what brings you to the studio?
Adolf, don't worry just because Marie is running around with another man.
All right, What? Running around?
Oh, well, they don't run around all the time. I guess sometimes they stay home.
At my home?
Well, it's handy.
So, this is the thanks I get for slaving for that woman. The minute my back is turned, I get a kick in the teeth.
You carry them in an odd place.
Who is the man?
He could be any one of a dozen.
Oh, I bet I know. He's that handsome butcher at the market.
Oh, really?
I thought we'd been having awfully tender steaks lately.
Oh, now cheer up, Adolph. She'll come back to you. When she's known him as long as she's known you, she'll get sick and tired of him, too.
Yeah, that's very encouraging.
Oh, I knew that would make you feel better. Well, goodbye, Adolph, and don't worry. I'll have you and Varee back together in no time.
How can Varee do this to me? Hello? My wife? Put her on. No, wait a minute. I'll show her that two can play at this game. Tell her I've got a dame in my dressing room. Tell her I'm necking with Gracie Allen.
Stay tuned. We've got more Burns and Allen coming up right after this short break on When Radio Was.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendies, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Honest, I can't dance.
Come in. George Burns.
Gracie, tell her I can't dance.
We're just sitting this one out, Gracie.
Oh, my best friend and my best husband. What will people say?
Time for Felix Mills' orchestra with the Swantet. We hear the popular favorite, No Love, No Nothing.
No love, no nothing, until my baby comes home. No, sir, no nothing, as long as baby must roam. I promise I'd wait till even Hades roars. I'm lonesome, heaven knows. But what I said still goes, no love, no nothing. And that's a promise I'll keep, no fun with no one. I'm getting plenty of sleep.
My heart's on strike, and though it's like an empty honeycomb.
No love, no sir, no luck until my baby comes home.
Discovered something awful. You know that tall, good-looking man I said your wife was running around with? Well, he's not tall and good-looking. He's George Burns. Yes. Well, I'm packing right now to go home to Mother. Goodbye.
Gracie, please stop packing and give me a chance to explain.
It's too late for that now, George. Our marriage was a beautiful thing, but now it's all over. Like a poached egg that's been punctured.
Oh, Gracie.
But I can laugh and be gay.
Sweetheart, you know I wouldn't do anything to hurt you.
You hurt me? Don't be silly. You might have once when I was a naive, unsophisticated little girl, but that was this morning.
Darling, you can't make a go of it alone.
Oh, yes, I can. I'll be independent. I'll work in a war plant.
A war plant?
I'll be the most glamorous welder there. The men will ask each other, who is that mysterious, ravishing beauty in the strapless overalls?
I see. Will you let me explain?
From now on, I'll be very blasé when people ask me about my first husband.
Me?
I'll just flick the ashes from my long cigarette and say, what was his name again?
You won't even remember that?
No, Harry.
Harry? Look, Gracie.
Miss Allen to you.
Now, honey.
Don't try to stop me, George Burns. If you telephone, I won't answer. If you write, I'll tear up your letters. If you send me gifts, you'll never see them again.
But, darling, it's you I want to see.
Oh, we may meet around town and chat a little. But promise not to laugh at my jokes too much.
I can't laugh at your jokes?
No. People will say we're in love.
I can't believe you're the same Gracie.
Oh, you won't have any trouble recognizing me as I walk down the steps of the Ambassador Hotel with a Russian wolfhound in front of me and a wolf in back of me.
This is ridiculous. There's someone at the door.
I hope it's Tommy Mandel.
Oh, fine. Come in.
Oh, Adolph.
Hello, Gracie.
Hi, Adolph.
Well, this is quite a novelty, George, finding you with your own wife.
Now, look, I'm innocent.
Innocent, huh? Why, you homewrecker, I'll teach you to trifle with my wife.
I don't think he needs lessons.
I might understand my wife falling for some handsome virile man, because she's used to that type. But you look like the Frank Sinatra of the Townsend clan.
Well, Adolph, I can explain about Marie. She just grabbed me and swept me off my feet.
One look at your feet and no jury will believe that.
Well, it wasn't my fault. I'm innocent.
That's right. Blame the woman, you cad. Why, for 2 cents, I'd poke in the eye.
Don't give it to him, George.
Now, look.
Come in. Marie!
Well, Gracie, so now you have my husband and your husband, too. Aren't you scraping the bottom of the manpower barrel?
Marie, tell your husband there's nothing between us. He's jealous.
He is, Oh, come to my arms, Georgie, darling. Crush me to you as you did before.
Gracie, tell her I can't dance.
Get away from my wife.
I don't want your wife.
Oh, now you're all through with her, eh? Casting her aside like an old shoe.
Who's an old shoe?
Yes, he means you.
Listen to her, the hussy. Adolph, what do you see in her?
What do you see in him?
George, what do you see in her?
What do you see in him?
Well, hi, folks. What's going on?
Oh, Bill, we're in a terrible mess.
Really? What's wrong?
I'm going to leave Adolph.
And I'm going to leave Marie.
And I'm going to leave George.
Still like to eat, huh, George?
Bill, maybe you can help straighten out this mess.
Well, George, I'm your man. You know, they call me Goodwill Goodwin. Now, I tell you what. I'll interview one couple at a time and dish out advice. George, you and Gracie go in the other room.
Well, come on, dear. What can we lose?
Now, madam, what is your problem?
Well, my husband...
Is this your husband?
Yes.
Madam, you do have a problem.
Well, my husband is a conniver. He's a two-timer. He's a...
Why don't you just say I'm a rat?
No coaching, please. Will you speak a little louder, ma'am?
How can I get my husband to stay home?
Do you have a baby?
No.
Well, you must have one by tomorrow.
What?
Well, all right. My advice is to break up.
Break up?
Yes, break up a box one. Break it in two. Put half in the kitchen for dishes and cleaning, and the other half...
Well, Gracie just told me something that may clear this up. Bundy, who saw you two fighting, and I wouldn't believe that dame under oath.
And the other half...
Mrs. Bundy saw us fighting?
In the bathroom.
Mrs. Bundy said you threw a book at Adam.
Oh, that. We were rehearsing a scene for a picture.
My goodness, then this whole thing is a misunderstanding. And, Marie, you don't love my husband?
Oh, Gracie, would I fall for George?
Well, don't laugh. He's very attractive. Well, he is. He's very seductive. Well, millions of women are fascinated
by him. Okay, break it up.
You see, Marie, I told you that gossipy Mrs. Bundy would start trouble.
I said the same thing.
All right, we'll get rid of Mrs. Bundy.
Yes, we'll never listen to another word she says.
Oh, hello, folks. I forgot my pocketbook.
Well, I'm certainly glad you're here, Mrs. Bundy. We have something to tell you.
Oh, good. And I have something to tell you. I just came from Errol Flynn's house.
Well, sit down, Mrs. Bundy.
No.
That was George Burns and Gracie Allen from February 8th, 1944. Now, the couple had worked as a comedy team since 1922, married 4 years later, and worked together for 38 years. Now, George famously lived on an additional 32 years, dying just about 2 months after his 100th birthday. Meanwhile, their special guest in that one, Adolf Monju and his wife, Varee Tisdale, they were married for nearly 30 years until his death in 1963. Well, despite the exotic-sounding name, Monju was actually born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to an Irish mother and a French father. He became famous during the silent film era, including two memorable roles in 1921. He was King Louis XIII in the Douglas Fairbanks-led film The Three Musketeers and worked alongside Rudolph Valentino in The Sheik. Now, he would continue into the sound picture era, earning an Oscar nomination for The Front Page in 1931. Monju also appeared in Morocco, Stage Door, and A Star is Born. And one of his later roles was also one of his best. He was a general in Stanley Kubrick's 1957 anti-war picture, Paths of Glory. Well, as I mentioned, Monju died in 1963. He was 73. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, a Tony Award-winning writer, producer, and composer will be heard on his own radio program. It's The A. Burroughs Show, right after this break.
Diamond Detective Agency, guard against throat scratch, enjoys smoother strangling.
Dick Powell stars as Richard Diamond, private detective, in Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, Surplus Homicides.
Where's the body?
Downstairs. You want to take a look?
Not especially. I told his mother I'd do something for him, and right now, I don't seem to be able to think of a thing.
Get the killer. Help me.
Diamond delivers in 16 digitally restored and remastered adventures written by Blake Edwards. Radio Spirits also delivers with an amazing half-price sale. For a limited time, pay only $15.98 for Richard Diamond, Surplus Homicides. Just go to radiospirits.com now or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code RICHARD3 to save 50% off the regular price. Order Surplus Homicides today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and remember offer code RICHARD3. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yes, celebrate our Radio Spirit Summer Sale and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products on our website. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 to take advantage of this amazing offer.
I don't have to spell it out for you. We need a break on this thing. We need a bet.
And that's what we're doing, giving you a huge break of 20 to 60% off all our classic radio products.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
We have done better. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560.
Sam, there must be some mistake.
Mistake, I think. Mistake?
There's no mistake. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 to save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
Hey, I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GerhartLaw.com. Along with my wife, Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship. Christian Buettner, gaming and dance music producer, a.k.a. The Fat Rat, says this.
Most of the music I'm making, I'm not making it specifically for the video game, so what I'm doing is licensing music that I already have that was not specifically written for a video game into a video game. This is my main business. Is I'm just making music, and that's how I started. For 10 years, I was just producing music for other artists, been on the Billboard charts, like with different artists, and did all kinds of things. And then I thought, okay, I'm just just going to start my very own business, do my own artist thing. And then it blew up in the gaming community.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
And welcome back to When Radio Was. I'm Greg Bell, and it's time now for a program that we've brought around a couple of times in the past, and one that sort of slipped through the cracks. But the star was quite influential, and he also produced A Famous Son, a multiple Emmy Award-winning director, James Burroughs. Here is his father, Abe, in his own musical variety series in an episode from August 16th, 1947.
From Hollywood, we present Abe Burroughs.
Hello, I'm Burroughs, like he said. Abe Burroughs, a singer who in the Battle of the Baritones is considered a 4F. There are some people who think it's presumptuous of me to call myself a singer, but they're prejudiced. They've heard me. Actually, I could probably get to do pretty good as a singer, with the proper build-up, I mean. You see, I'd first have to get myself a glamorous title like Abe Burroughs, the Velvet Foghorn. Or the Tottering Troubadour. Or maybe it should just be one word like the Grunt. Or maybe I should just quit fooling around and call myself Tony Martin. Anyway, I know a build-up would help. You see, if there's enough publicity about what a great singer I am, listeners will get to believe it. And then when they hear me sing, they'll just blame it on their radio. Because right now it's a little hard to get publicity. These days the newspapers are devoted entirely and exclusively to items about Howard Hughes. Incidentally, that was quite a thing, I mean, flying that big plane. You know, I've heard that the reason the plane has so much power and zip is because Hughes built it out of parts which were cut out of the Outlaw. I heard. Well, anyway, if I'm a singer, I better sing. Got a song here now that I sang on a program some time ago. You know, as I may have told you, some of my songs have never been published. In fact, none of them. Well, that's all going to be changed. On Monday morning, this song I'm going to sing now will be available at all music stores, supermarkets, and junk shops. This is a love-type song, what you'd call a My Girl is Different from Your Girl type song. Like this. I used to be a moody fellow, as sad and blue as I could be. But then I caught a glance that spelled the word romance and brought me back to normalcy. I walk along singing, no time for blues or sighs. Cause by heaven above, I'm in love with the girl with the three blue eyes. You never upset me, no, none of you gloomy guys. Cause by heaven above, I'm in love with the girl with the three blue eyes. What makes her different? Is it the way she walks? Or the way she shakes her bright little skirt? Or the way she talks? That's why I'm singing nothing but blue sky. Cupid gave me a shout, and I'm in love with the girl with the three blue eyes. What makes her different? Is it her curly hair? All I know is that wherever we go, people stop and stare. There's something about her I just can't analyze. Cupid gave me a shout, and I'm in love with the girl with the three blue, girl with three blue. Not one, not two, but three blue eyes. Well, there it is. My first published song. Now I can no longer claim that my stuff hasn't been published. From now on, all I can say is that no one has bought it.
Incidentally, for those of you who buy the sheet music, there's an added inducement. My picture's on it. It's a caricature. An awfully unflattering drawing. Looks just like me. Well, let's sing another song. Got one here that's what I call a generous-type love song. Guy wants to give everything to his girl. His heart, his soul, the earth, the sky, the planets, nuclear fission. Nothing's too good for her. Get this. All of me belongs to you. To you I will devote my dreams, my heart, my soul, my brain, my eye, ear, nose, and throat. All of me will be your slave. At your command I'll quiver. Caviar and champagne I'll strew at your feet, and mountains of tender chopped liver. If you want the moon, I'll bring it to you. If you want a whale, I'll harpoon it. I'll give you the stars and a castle of gold with an electric garbage disposal unit. I'll cover you with diamonds, sables, mink, and leopard skin. All that I have will belong to you just as soon as my horse comes in.
We'll be back with more Abe Burrows on When Radio Was right after these messages.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with my wife, Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship. Christian Buettner, gaming and dance music producer, a.k.a. The Fat Rat, says this.
Most of the music I'm making, I'm not making it specifically for the video game. So what I'm doing is licensing music that I already have that was not specifically written for a video game into a video game. This is my main business. I'm just making music, and that's how I started. For 10 years, I was just producing music for other artists, been on the Billboard charts, like with different artists, and did all kinds of things. And then I thought, okay, I'm just going to start my very own business, do my own artist thing. And then it blew up in the gaming community.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
A small amount's a lot. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. An incarcerated individual who was convicted of drug charges once sat in a prison group and said, "When I get out, I can't work for minimum wage. I have to go back to selling drugs because I have to provide for my family." Another older and wiser peer of his said, "You think you have to provide for your wife by selling drugs, but let me ask you, is she making it on the outside now without your help?" And the other man said, "Yes." So the wiser inmate continued. He said, "How much could your wife use an extra $1,000 a month out there?" And the other man said, "Oh, that would mean the world to her." To which his elder replied, "That's what you working a minimum wage job would bring to her. And more than that, you would actually be there for her physically by her side instead of locked up in here." Sometimes we think we need to do major things when minor things will change everything. Visit drchristianconti.com for more.
You are listening to Abe Burrows on When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I tell you, love sure makes a guy generous. Got another love type song I'm working on. Haven't finished it yet. It's a very sweet thing called I'll See You in My Dreams Tonight, because I'm too busy during the day. You're now going to hear a number played by Maestro Milton DeLug and America's greatest quartet of musicians. The reason I refer to them as America's greatest quartet is that there are only three of them. They're going to do a very interesting arrangement of an old number called In a Little Spanish Town. Nice rendition, Milton. Very nice. Nice beat. Pleasant variation. Good harmony. Yet you never once fell into the trap of playing the melody. Sorry, Milton. A few weeks ago, I started something on this program which I called the A. Burroughs Home Educational Radio School of the Cultural Arts and Allied Sciences. The first lecture in the course was on the writing of motion picture screenplays, and it has had amazing results. No kidding. Three of our listeners who had never before written a screenplay are already washed up in pictures. So tonight, I'm going to give you another chapter in my course on writing successful commercial-type screenplay. Screenwriting, you know, is a highly specialized art. It has developed steadily through the years from the time of the clumsy, flickering Keystone comedy until today, when we have the modern, highly polished popcorn machine. Tonight, I'd like to discuss one of the most successful type pictures, the Western. Westerns are easy to make and cost very little. See, practically all that they need is a clever cowboy actor and an intelligent trick horse. Of course, this isn't as simple as it sounds, because it's quite difficult to find a clever cowboy actor. But that's the producer's problem. Now, the plot of a Western should be a very simple plot. Something that can be understood by any 12-year-old horse. Here's a sample of a simple, sample Western-type plot. Sample. The heroine is having trouble with her crooked, rascally foreman. The hero comes riding up on his wonder horse, exposes the foreman, has a half-hour fist fight with him, shoots him and his henchmen, then climbs on his horse, tips his hat to the grateful starry-eyed heroine, and rides off into the sunset, leaving her wondering what his name is. That's the way to end them. You see, when you're riding a Western, you got to be very careful to see that the only love interest in the picture takes place between the hero and his horse. In other type pictures, however, love is still the most important ingredient. The screenwriter must learn how to write a good, exciting love scene, and here's a formula you can follow. The action should take place on a moonlit terrace. The man and the girl stand close to each other, preferably trembling. He quietly takes out his cigarette case, lights three cigarettes, and gives her two. Then he leans towards her and says, "Afraid?" Uh, She just stands there, still trembling. Then he says, "You are afraid, but not of me. You're afraid of yourself." Then he grabs her. She struggles violently for 2 seconds. Then slowly, one arm steals around his neck. Then another arm steals around his neck. And so on, depending on how many arms she has. That's a love scene. Perhaps the most successful of all pictures is the musical, which used a lot of big-name stars. Those are good, and they're very easy to write. Here's a sample plot you can use for them. See, a group of young people, young fellas and girls, you know, they befriend an old man who owns a restaurant where they all hanged out, you know? See? One day, the kids discover that the old man is about to lose his restaurant. No dough, you know? They try to think of a way to save him. Then one of them says, "I have it. Let's put on a show." Well, they go to work on this great idea, you see. At that moment, who should be passing by the restaurant but Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, Alan Ladd, Ray Milland, Sonny Tufts, Paulette Goddard, Betty Hutton, Gary Cooper, and Theda Bara. Well, the kids begged these stars to help them out, and they finally agreed to do it after a real heartwarming appeal from one little kid whose father is president of their studio. That's a good touch in there. Then the kids put on a show in the restaurant, and the stars take over in the kitchen. They do all the cooking, you know, and they prepare delicious food, and it's all a big success. And I suggest the title for this picture is The Big Pot Roast of 1947. Now, the finale of this picture consists of all the stars standing on top of the kids and singing a happy song. Here is a sample of such a gay, cheery, finale-type song. Keep singing, keep dancing, keep shouting hallelujah. Tomorrow is the day after today. Keep singing, keep cheering, keep hollering, here's to ya. If you don't want to say here's to ya, say hooray. Start in singing and laughing the minute you get out of bed. What do you care if everyone else tells you to drop dead? Keep singing, keep dancing, keep shouting all day long. Keep laughing, ha ha ha, ho hee hee. Please keep singing, please keep yelling, and please one thing more. Please keep far away from me. Thank you. We'll be back again next week, same time. Hope you'll be listening. I'd like you all to think of this show as your show. This quarter hour is your quarter hour. The A. Burroughs program is your program. Just one thing. I get to keep the money.
You've been listening to the A. Burroughs Show with Milton Dillard and the Quartet, which came to you from Hollywood. Burroughs will be back again next week, same time, same Columbia station. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That was from August 16th, 1947. Born and raised in Manhattan, Burroughs went to Hollywood in the late 1930s, and he found work writing for radio programs, including the Texaco Star Theater and Rudy Valley Show. And as you heard, he got his own show in 1947. It was broadcast for about 1 year. Then in the summer of 1949, he was back on CBS for 4 months in a Friday evening show, sarcastically named Breakfast with Burroughs. Multidimensional, he also was a Broadway star as a writer, director, and producer, including penning the story that became the hit show Guys and Dolls. And he earned 3 Tony Awards in 1962 for the musical play How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying for Best Author, Best Direction, and Overall Best Musical. Burroughs was also awarded the Pulitzer Prize for that play as well. All that, and yes, his son is multiple Emmy Award-winning television director James Burroughs. I'm Greg Bell, and in 1939, Abe Burroughs was involved in the brief radio show This Is New York, and from it came a character that was the centerpiece of a long-running radio comedy. Do you know the name of that show? I'll tell you and wrap up when radio was right after this.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never MusicRewind.com presents the Nashville Hitmakers, a collection of 60 songs that helped inspire the Nashville sound movement in the 1950s.
She thinks I still care.
A little bit of tear left me down. Spoil my act as a clown.
Enjoy this 3-CD set of original recordings sung by Music City influencers such as Jim Reeves, Dolly Parton, Charlie Fry, Kitty Wells, Berlin Husky, George Jones, Patsy Cline, and many more. Order the Nashville Hitmakers at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 today and pay only $19.98. Plus, get reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code HITS77.
Billy, Billy, bio, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow.
Get the Nashville Hitmakers today to experience this unique compilation of songs that has influenced the country music we hear today. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 to pay the amazingly low price of $19.98. Remember, it's 77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome back. Now, before the break, I told you that while writing for a brief series known as This Is New York, Abe Burrows helped launch another radio comedy, one that had a nice long run. Well, he and Ed Gardner took Gardner's Archie character and built around him Duffy's Tavern. It would air for more than a decade. I'm Greg Bell, and we are done. You can learn more about this show at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.